So whose topic was the longest?
Huh? Whose topic was what?
The longest?
No.
Yeah, huh? Yours the one that sparked Ken and Ralph arguing for 45 minutes.
You got Ken and Beezy, Sophie and Mike, feet for a ride. The people want to know, was the mic still on? I'm saying.
Hey, y'all, just letting y'all know that I'm going to be doing a feature on the Soul Food Cypher. It's going to be at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Sunday, December 6th. We're going to be discussing generational violence in hip hop. So make sure y'all come through and check it out. There'll be an open dialogue discussion. So it's going to be a good time and it'll hopefully be very knowledgeable. So make sure you come through.
Thank you for listening to a new episode of the Is the Mic Still On podcast. My name is Kenneth Buh.
Kenneth Blatt.
What up, bro?
Kenneth B. Inch joining me on the show. We got BZ430.
What up, though?
FIFO 24/7.
What it do?
Mike C Town.
Yo.
Rod.
What's up, man? How you
what's
doing?
What's up, man? Hey, man. Great as usual. That's what's up. Joining us again, we got Huey from Low Mid.
What's up?
And yo, you guys, this brother here, Huey, Ramil, Nemo, were behind the video that we just released on Dead End Hip Hop. You guys go check it out. It's a reaction video, and we are in discussion with them for more. But go watch it, youtube.com/deadendhiphop. But this is the man and his crew, Ramil's back there in the background, that helped make all that possible.
But yeah, thanks everybody for the support. It was really cool to see everybody liking the video. Mm-hmm. And it's just a really funny video. So definitely check it out if you haven't. DEHH reacts to 645 AR.
Yeah, man. That was a cool idea. Mm-hmm. And produced really well.
Mm-hmm. It was. Nemo for editing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was produced really well.
I thought when y'all had Ken's face and then actually had him say, "What the fuck?" I thought that was fucking amazing. Honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And happy birthday, man. Like,
yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Just turned 23 yesterday.
That's scary. Old as fuck, huh?
Slick.
Damn. I know, right?
I saw it on, you know, when I liked the post on Instagram, I was like, fuck, man, this is bullshit.
He said, this is some bullshit, damn. This is birthday, this is bullshit.
I know, that's just, damn.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Appreciate it.
But we were talking earlier, like, it could be, you know, at least for me, definitely. Mm-hmm. Like, anyway.
I think, like, both of us.
Yeah, I don't want to dwell on it anymore.
I know.
I already dwelled when I saw it. But yeah, if you guys like what you hear, please share the show, like the show, subscribe to the show, download the show, do all of those things. We really appreciate that. If you want to support the show, you can do so at Patreon. In doing so, you get a video version of this episode and you get an audio ad-free only version as well. In addition to that, you also get the episode a couple of hours before anyone else. So, so those are some of the perks for signing up. And, of course, you guys definitely support the show and allow us to do the additional production stuff that that we're doing now and that we have planned in the future for the show. So that can be found at patreon.com/isthemicstillon, or you can click the link in the description. So let's jump into the show as we do or have been doing lately. We open with a weekly recommendation. So anyone have one?
I have one, but I was going to wait for Sophie because it's some Jamaican shit.
Mm.
I didn't realize her sorry ass wasn't going to be here.
Nobody has a recommendation?
I do. Oh. I recommend for all my sneakerheads out there, go check out Soul Savvy. It's a membership website, but it's for sneakerheads by sneakerheads. So essentially, there are no resellers on that platform. So whatever you want to cop, you'll get for retail or slightly over retail, but you're not going to be paying $80, $100, $200 over retail. I just recently became a member, And I got my first W with the Fire Red 4s. I actually scored on the sneakers app too. So if you're hearing this and you need a size 10, I got an extra joint. So just hit me up. Y'all already know my socials. But yeah, man. So definitely if you're a sneakerhead, go check out Soul Savvy. It's 100% worth the $30 membership.
I was going to ask how you got two pair. Cause I know you text me.
Yeah.
That's how you, so that's how it happened.
Yeah. So basically.
I need two pair. Give me two pair.
No, man, like Soul Savvy, basically you pay $30 a month. They have like this whole app, you know what I'm saying? And they give you obviously updates and everything. They have their own store. So they got a lot of J's and other Nikes for right at retail or under retail. But the beauty of Soul Savvy is that they have a Slack community and they actually have a bot. So they have a bot that monitors pretty much almost anything Jordan across the world. So as soon as anything that is Jordan related gets put on any website, mm-hmm. you'll know. And then the cool thing about their bot is that they have your size already hyperlinked. So as soon as you click it, it takes you directly to checkout. You bypass everything. So that's what I did. I actually clicked on two links of Soul Savvy that provided by bots. Mm-hmm. The first one, as soon as I clicked on it, it was sold out. The next one I clicked on it, I was able to check out while I was still on the sneakers app, like pending. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You know how the sneakers app is, like once you decide whatever you want, if mm-hmm. the funds are there, it's automatically going to go. So, you know, I was doing them simultaneously and I scored on, you know, the Soul Savvy bot link mm-hmm. and then also scored on sneakers. So that's how I got both.
Yeah, I don't know if I can't do that. I can't go that far. $30 a month for an app to get shoes. I just can't. No, I just now started doing the app thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just, you know, not knocking the Soul Savvy or nothing, mm-hmm. but I just, for me personally, me being a sneakerhead, like I don't know.
You know what? Here's the thing. So I felt just like you, especially when I found out that it was like a monthly type mm-hmm. of thing. Mm-hmm. But I got so many L's on sneakers. And I have a lot of W's too. So I'm not one of those like super butthurt sneakers app person. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I don't get the ones I really want. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, I'm tired of paying $200-$300 for, you know what I'm saying? Like 300 is my limit. But I'm tired of paying $280 for a $170 sneaker, or, you know, $280 for a $200 sneaker. It's just like, bro, like I want to get it for retail. So when I started doing more research, Soul Savvy just made sense. And then, like, to me already, it's been worth the 30 because I scored on the sneakers for this month that I really really wanted. Outside of them, the off whites, you know, it's neither here nor there. But you know what I'm saying? Like I really wanted these and I wanted the mochas and I wanted the off-whites. And I got one out of the three once I became a member. So we'll see how it moves forward. There's definitely J's upcoming that I want. Primarily next year, like you know, them baby blue ones that are coming out, the baby blue floors, the Raging Bulls are coming out in April. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely want that as a birthday gift. So we'll see, man. If I continue to score on these shoes that I want, then to me it's 100% worth it.
Hmm. I'm gonna pull a recommendation out of BZ 430. It's kind of personal. Ghost of Tsushima. I know you love that game.
Oh yeah.
When are y'all doing y'all award show on Dead End Gaming?
You say when?
Yeah. Okay. I know y'all talked about the nominees.
Yeah,
last week.
Probably sometime next month. Maybe the one. Maybe our shoot before Christmas or something like that. We're gonna do our yearly video game award.
Right now, the game is 40% off.
Ooh.
Is that a good buy? Because I'm fiscally conservative.
Yes, get it.
You don't think it'll go lower? I should go ahead and get it now.
Yeah, get it now. Get it now.
You don't think it'll hit 50%? Maybe 60? It's still a
rough. I mean, if you want to wait, I mean, if you wait another 3 or 4 months, then yeah, maybe so. But right now, it's for what you get in that game, everything you get in that game, get it.
Like Grand Theft, the popularity of that game is the reason why the price rarely drops. So do you think Ghost would be similar to that? Is it still really, really popular?
It is, but I don't think it's not gonna run off of three consoles like Grand Theft Auto 5 did.
Okay, so not to the point where it'll hold its value.
Yeah.
Okay, 40% is a good deal, but you know, I was like, man, I could probably wait this. All right.
Get it.
All right.
So. Buying games is still a thing.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
So I thought at this point that stuff was like moved on to like streaming and stuff.
Well, Xbox have like something kind of like a Netflix, where they have a subscription base where you just, it's called Game Pass, where you just pretty much just go in there and find your game you want to play and just play that shit right there on the spot. Mm-hmm. Or whatever, but
yeah, they have a PlayStation, something like that.
Yeah,
PlayStation Now.
Yeah, it's not as good. Sony messing up. They need to get on that Game Pass level because
they'll tighten it up.
Is it worth buying games?
Like, what do you mean by that?
So, like, because like once you buy the game and you say beat it, like, what do you still play it after?
But was
that?
It ever worth buying games? You know what I mean?
No, but I feel exactly where Rod is coming from.
I do too, but this has always been a question.
But the way I solved it was, this is the reason why I buy the games that I buy. Like, you can't beat a sports game. Like, what is there to beat, right? Like, it's just next year, next year. You know what I'm saying? Also, that's why I'm into car games. How do you, like, it's almost infinite. You know what I'm saying? But when you buy, like, a Ghost of Hiroshima or any other, like, operation type of game, like, with
that
a mission.
That you can beat,
Like, that's why I always felt empty with those games, like, growing up. After I beat them, I'm like, okay, what the hell? You just run the world? Like, like the only game that I feel like that you can technically beat but still play all the time is Grand Theft Auto.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? But outside of that, I'm just like,
that's crazy. That game's still alive.
Yeah.
I was just talking about that with one of my daughters because it's still popular.
Yeah,
it's super popular. And I'm just like, that game was popular when I was a kid.
Dude, yeah. Grand Theft Auto 5 has now survived three generational consoles. Grand Theft Auto 5 came out on PS3 and Xbox 360. They're still releasing. They still plan on releasing content for it for PS5 and Xbox.
And it's still like $60.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's what I was talking about earlier. Like,
that's crazy.
There's no discount for Grand Theft Auto 5.
No, that's crazy. But that's a good question. I think it depends on the game for me, because I wouldn't consider myself like a heavy gamer like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the games that I do buy, it's like split, because half the time, if it's really good and it gives you enough content, like a Spider-Man game or like the Star Wars game, you'll feel good afterwards. Sometimes it is kind of lame if you're like, okay, there's nothing else to do, which is why I guess some DLC is cool if it comes out far enough after the game. But then sometimes you will be like, okay, it only took me like a couple hours to beat this game, and you know, you spent however much you spent on it. But I don't know. I guess it just depends on what type of gamer you are. But I just get my few games here and there and I'd be satisfied.
Yeah. Cause I remember when I was into video games, like something like Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, you'll get to the point where, let me see if I can beat it with this person.
Yeah.
Because it's different stories for different people. Yep. So then you'll try, then that would be how you would prolong
the ending credits.
Yeah.
I used to love that.
Yeah.
So what I do, Rod, is that I don't play the games mostly when they come out, but I'm not a heavy gamer like B or Tyler or Granddad or Eric or Bloodbath. Shout out to Dead End Gaming. But so I can wait to get the games at heavy discounts, 50-60% off, right around this time.
And then for our non-gamers out there, if we're using some acronyms that they may not know, DLC stands for downloadable content, meaning that once this you buy the game. Huh? What'd you say?
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. Well.
Yeah, see, that's what happens.
Yeah, this long cock.
You got this long cock. Sometimes that motherfucker just breaks shit, man. Gotta readjust that motherfucker, man. Hey, hold it from the sack, bro.
Always getting in the way.
Fondle the sack.
Hey, hold the sack, bro. Don't neglect the sack, man.
All right, let's jump into our facts only. We got a bevy of them.
Oh yeah?
Who fucked up? I don't remember what the hell we talked about last week.
Yeah, it was like three. But so Easy Mickey, facts only. Monkeys and bananas. The edible banana is a cultivated domesticated plant and fruit. Wild monkeys never encounter bananas at all, ever, unless they are around human habitation where bananas are or have been planted. And he even sent over a source. That was dope. So, but it was by Catherine Milton, a specialist in the dietary ecology of primates. And she told Tech Insider in an interview.
So it looks like off a side comment.
Yeah, but it's not like we fucked up. Yeah. It was just like, oh, here's the facts only about banana. I thought that was cool. I didn't know that shit. I thought that was cool. So I don't think they were just correcting us to, like, we were like,
saying some factual shit. It was just like, oh, well, actually. At least I didn't take it that way.
No, I get Rob's point. They'd be waiting for us to slip up so they can say, like, oh, you guys got this wrong. I don't think that's what he was doing, but that...
Yeah, I would
typically feel the same way. That is what they do. But what the fuck do Monkey E's eat then? What the hell is a domesticated banana? So what's a regular in the wild banana? They got edible peels?
They said they blame Curious George. I just clicked on the article.
Curious George?
You remember the Curious cartoon? George?
Yeah, I remember Curious George.
I think people have always thought monkeys ate bananas.
Yes.
So I'm looking
at... Somebody going facts only, his facts only. Watch.
They said this, Business Insider say monkeys do eat fruit.
Just not bananas?
They eat leaves, flowers, nuts, and insects in the wild. Y'all ever seen them motherfuckers get them ants?
Yeah,
they be tearing them ants up.
Man, yeah, they do.
They be getting them out of each other's hair and shit, too.
And eating them.
Mm-hmm. so they don't be picking through their hair and eating.
Going to town.
So in like the Congo and shit, they just don't be eating bananas?
I guess not. They said they don't come across bananas.
So then why do they feed them to them in captivity then?
That's a great question.
Humans?
I thought they just liked bananas.
They'll eat it. They're probably starving.
But they're not associated with apples or strawberries. They're associated with bananas. People just made that up? I mean, people do make shit up, but that seems like a weird thing to make up.
As a matter of fact, there's a zoo in England that stopped, according to Business Insider, stopped feeding monkeys bananas.
Mm. Why? The monkey coalition came into the essence. This is just wrong.
The monkey coalition.
Maybe they got the shit from... Never mind. But they do like... So a study from 1936, they do eat them, but I don't know. But bananas rank right behind grapes, nuts, and bread. Like, they were last.
There's a ranking?
Yeah, there's a banana monkey ranking.
That is interesting, so I'm glad he said that, because I'm going to have to look that up. I didn't know that monkeys don't like bananas. Yeah. The monkeys don't typically seek out bananas. But I guess that's like they associate like cats with drinking milk, and they're not really supposed to drink milk.
Yeah, that is. Oh, that's a good point.
So
really?
Mm-mm. Yeah, no.
Damn.
I thought that too when I got my cat.
Because
I didn't know
fish. Cats aren't supposed to really eat a lot of fish either. Yeah. But they always act like cats are supposed to have tuna.
Yeah.
But cats aren't supposed to. I mean, they can, but you shouldn't feed it to them a lot.
Mm. So where did that come from?
No idea.
Heathcliff.
Could be. Could be, because Heathcliff loved him some fish. But you're really supposed to give cats food that they would eat in like the wild, and cats aren't jumping in the water to wrestle a fish.
Nah.
So you give them chicken, that kind of thing.
Wow. Cats eat chicken?
Especially black cats.
He said cats eat chicken?
Especially black cats.
Especially the black cats. They like them fried, Ken.
Yeah.
Where the fuck did that shit come from?
No, it's weird.
Because you guys are mentioning this, because I didn't know this.
I didn't.
Where
either.
Would cats even get milk in the fucking world?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's mind blown. This is
I didn't think about it. I used to call Mike all the time with cat questions, because like I said, I had never owned a cat, so I used to hit him up all the time about stuff. But yeah, that was one thing I figured out on my I think Nate told me, like, yeah, you're not supposed to have milk. I was like, oh, okay.
Damn, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Huh, all right, well, how about that?
Thanks for that facts only, man.
Mm-hmm. Two more. Chucks and Polos 728. We got a lot of people posted this one.
Uh-oh.
O positive is not the universal donor.
Mm-mm-mm.
O positive blood cells have Rh antigen on the surface of the cells, which denotes the positive of O positive. Anyone with AB or AB negative blood would react with O positive cells and elicit a deadly transfusion reaction.
Mm-mm-mm.
O negative is the universal donor, while AB positive is the universal receiver. Love the show, guys. It's getting me through hospital work during this crazy pandemic. Stay safe, brother.
I knew it was out here killing people, bro.
I knew it was one of them.
Trying to kill
it was one of them. I thought it was the O positive one.
That's fucked up, bro. He said if you did the wrong one, it could be deadly.
It can be. I knew that.
He knew that.
I knew that.
Trying to kill motherfuckers.
I knew the opposite one was deadly, but I thought it was the O positive one that was the.
Well, you were positive and negative.
Man.
Damn.
People just kept, that was a lot. People commented about that a lot. This was the one. They couldn't wait.
They should have.
They were just, no, you're right. They should have.
They should have. Because
motherfuckers.
I knew it was one. I knew
But the other one, like I said, I was right on the I just did the positive, the negative is what I was off
but that
on.
Seems
but
like
I know
an important fuck up though.
Huh?
It seems like an important
it
fuck
is.
Up.
It is, it really
why
is.
He's not Dr. Roderick Wright.
It absolutely
but
is.
Some people don't listen to doctors. They might listen to a podcast with a dude on there that just knows rap.
But that this time the comments came in clutch because yeah. I didn't know that the other one, the opposite one would be deadly. Because I wanna say it's my daughter's mother. It must have been negative because
she's old something.
She's old negative because I remember that's how I knew mm-hmm. or whatever that anybody can use her blood. Mm. I just obviously forgot that it was the old negative and not the old positive that can be transfused or whatever. But yeah, good looking on the comment section that time. Shit, I don't mind being wrong on that. I mean, I mind being wrong about it to put it
still
out there.
Don't tell nobody else that shit.
But yeah, but for real. I'm glad that you know they corrected that one. But whatever.
You know, I'm going to say something real quick. Mm-hmm. Guys, you know, before you leave a comment or a correction, just go ahead and just scan the room and see if anybody's already left the same comment. You don't need to leave the same exact comment that somebody else already left. Because I did scroll through there, which is why I wasn't in the chat this month that much this week. Because it was like 5-6 people saying the same fucking thing. Mm-hmm. Come on, guys. You don't have to do that. Like, Rod already know now that he's wrong. I know you guys love it when people are wrong, you know, because I'm still getting comments about fucking Titans. And that was the week before last show. And they're still like sending me tweets and leaving comments. Like,
maybe
bro,
they're not
I
on
get
Reddit
it.
Though.
But I'm saying, like, how long does it take to just scroll?
I know.
You can't see my finger, but it's a real easy flick. Just scroll.
Reddit, if the people that are commenting about Titans, if they're not on Reddit, you guys should probably go to Reddit. That's where
no, they're doing
at.
It on Reddit and they're tagging me. And I'm like, bro, if you look literally 6 inches above your comment, there's a comment saying the same thing. I appreciate it, but it's just not necessary. And I think it just makes the page a little bit cluttered.
It does. It was a lot of those. And we're thankful for the interaction. But
yes.
Yeah, I mean, like you can leave another comment about that if you feel like you need to comment about it, but not the same as that thing. Like this guy, no wave cap. So he's kind of facts only here. I don't want to hate on FIFO focusing on his health. That's what's up.
Fake news, FIFO!
But the blood type diet doesn't really have any scientific evidence behind it. Here's a peer review study from Toronto that was done in 2014. And he said this one came to the conclusion that adherence to certain blood type diets is associated with favorable effects on some cardiometabolic risk factors.
God damn.
But these associations were independent of an individual's ABO genotype. Damn. So the findings do not support the blood type diet hypothesis.
God
he
damn.
Also added another short article by Harvard Medical School senior faculty editor Dr. Schmerling, and he sent another link with the post on Healthline citing other studies that summarizes how there's no evidence of any positive health benefits coming from the diet being tied to anything to do with blood type. Anyway, love y'all. Hope y'all safe and healthy
right.
This holiday.
Yeah, right, dude. You don't love nobody.
He wrote a research paper on it.
P.S.
Yo, y'all get killed out here, bro.
Oh, that was crazy.
Y'all get killed out here.
I almost made it through it. Last thing, P.S. Tell me why I can already see people at the Christmas dinner table bringing his own bottle of alkaline water.
What? We always
that's true.
We always a casualty of FIFO's like facts because that's why I brought up the old because he had the that's the whole reason I brought up the old positive shit.
Man, somebody said his Vanity Fair article was wrong.
Damn.
Man, they killing y'all out here, man. God damn. This is like Bloods in the Crips, bro. Y'all outnumbered them.
He gave you like not one, but three,
bro.
Yeah. And I knew that going into the thing.
That you were wrong?
Not that it's
Wait,
not about
what?
Being wrong.
It is okay. About being wrong. He said there's no scientific basis for any of it.
But I knew that there was no scientific basis on the whole eating for your blood type. You know what I'm saying? It's just a thing. And for me, I just wanted a detox. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
So it wasn't about, oh, like this is, 100% the best thing. At least that's not the impression I was trying to give off. I was just saying, hey, okay. Well,
it probably wasn't intentional.
Yeah, 100% wasn't intentional. I was just saying, hey,
like my wife put me on to something, mm-hmm. I'm gonna try it because I don't do shit anyway.
Yeah.
You know, that's all it was. I'm not over here promoting it like, hey, y'all need to go do this. And
we know it's
do
not
this.
That serious.
Huh?
I said, we know it's not that serious.
Yeah, but you know how
I kind of thought it was a little serious because you were like, yeah, you guys should go do this. You guys should go get your blood tested and do, 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 do. So it's not. But, you know.
It's just, at the end of the day, it won't hurt you.
It won't hurt you. Yeah, you know what absolutely. I'm saying? Yeah.
And it's just, I'm doing something better than what
Wait,
I took.
So yours won't hurt you, but Roz will kill
you. Roz will kill you, bro.
Hey, you see how you do your Roz? You be taking him for a model.
But he ain't lying, though.
He ain't lying.
He ain't lying. You know what I'm saying? Lying. Just eating some different food for your blood type. That's fine. Yeah. But you trying to get somebody else your rotten ass blood?
It's not rotten.
You're like, what is it, in true blood? Then that shit happens in true
blood. Fucking reaction.
Hey, nobody's a doctor on this show. You know what I'm saying? So you shouldn't 100% listen to us.
It was just a matter advice. Of me not remembering the right O. I knew one of the O's
was universal.
So yeah. I was right.
Well, it wasn't
there.
You. Like, I was told the same thing. And as soon as I saw that correction, I was like, man, this is what I get for listening to folks. Mm-hmm. I should have just checked it myself. But nope. Yeah. But yeah, last facts only.
Oh, God, there's more?
Yeah, Omar Sparks. Yeah, I know. I just scrolled up and saw this one. I was listening to the new episode, COVID's Giving, and to correct FIFO.
God.
Boosie was shot because he was heading to Mo3's vigil to pay respect to him and his family. To pay respect to him and his family in Dallas. He was not shot because of a robbery.
Oh, okay.
After visiting to pay tribute to his friend Mo3, stopped by a flea market in Southwest Dallas called Big T Plaza. And a vehicle pulled up right by his, and they shot up his car. He was shot in the leg. He just left the hospital recently and is doing great. The reason why he was shot was, rumor has it, that shooter thought he was trying to retaliate because of Mo3's death, but he wasn't. Mm. He was paying respect to his friend. Mo3 and Bootsy were very close, and they also did a mixtape together. Mo3 is a very huge artist in the Dallas-Fort Worth, Arlington area in Texas.
The main thing about what I said was that he got shot.
Man.
Nah. No, right?
Nah.
Boosie got shot, didn't he?
That is a fact. That is a fact.
Right. That is a fact. Oh, he definitely got shot.
What he was doing, how he got, when he got. Hey, look, that's
the details matter because we were talking about hip hop. Never mind.
Mm-hmm. But at the
we
end
had
of the
a bad week. No, you had a bad week.
I didn't have a bad week.
Yes, the fuck you did.
because I told folks, right, like that I'm doing something that better with my health.
That they can lose weight by drinking blood.
Who the fuck said that, Ken?
You?
Who the fuck said that, kid?
And nobody say that, Ken.
Man, part of being a man is accepting that you're wrong sometimes.
No, 100%.
Bro.
I do that all the time.
You were double wrong this week. It's okay.
Nah. Oh,
man.
Nah.
God damn.
Right. Look. Boosie was shot, and I'm doing better with my health. That's
it. Okay. Yeah, you're right. Let's move on.
Yeah. Anyway. Thanks for all the facts only, man. I learned some shit.
FIFO didn't.
I ain't know the shit about the monkeys. So thank you guys for that. I'm gonna
go back and look up that.
I'm about to Google that shit. What do monkeys eat? And let this motherfucker say bananas, bro. I'm gonna get your ass.
I think they do a good job of actually including sources, links. They're really great. They've gotten really, really great about that.
They have.
Because they used to just post shit. But now they be like, nah, motherfucker, it's shit right here. Business Insider, Healthline, this peer review study, like they be going in.
That's crazy. That's dope. That's cool. I mean, we have facts only section for that.
So yep.
That's what it's for. Because it was aggravating the shit out of us.
What?
It was aggravating the shit out of us before we included it in the show. We was like, man, why y'all motherfuckers always gotta say some shit? And then we was just like, you know what? We gonna create a section called "What the fuck you gotta say?"
Yep. So it's dope. All right, well, let's jump into topics this week.
Damn, you know monkeys can get diabetes? Monkeys can get the sugars? I didn't know that.
That's why they compare them to black folks.
I guess that's true. They are close. Yeah. Well, no, I didn't mean it like that. But they're closest to humans, I meant. Not black folks. I didn't process what you said.
You was going with it, too.
I was. Okay, yeah.
Damn. damn.
Oh, shit.
How do monkeys get diabetes?
They have to have a specific diet, and if they don't get it, you know.
Can they get it, like, in the wild?
It says it's extraordinarily important for them to follow dietary guidelines as monkeys are at high risk of developing type 2 diabetes if they're fed inappropriately. Oh, okay. So you probably shouldn't give them a whole lot of bananas because bananas have a lot of sugar.
That's what I'm about to say. From, they got diabetes from eating too many bananas.
God damn, can you imagine a monkey getting his foot taken off because he didn't lock it?
How you going to swing?
I mean, you just, I don't know. Do monkeys swing? I don't even know no more.
I don't know anymore either, man.
I don't even know. Do monkeys actually swing?
I've seen it watching Animal Planet and shit. Looked like it to me, but I don't know. That should be
when
fake.
I saw them in Costa Rica,
people
I don't know could have
produced
swinging.
That documentary.
Oh, I don't know.
But, damn. Yeah, that would be fucked up.
I was going to bring up the Tyson thing, but I think what I wanted to bring up more than the Tyson thing was that Biden finally made his official transition. I think the day after our last shoot, I think it was on Monday.
Yeah, Tuesday. Monday or Tuesday.
Monday. I think it was Monday.
Officially went down. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That general admission finally was like, okay.
And speaking of to piggyback off you, did you see that fucking the recounts? It was even more in favor of Biden than I think in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania.
Yeah. It was like 100-something.
But it's just funny that. You go through all this, went the recount, and this shit he's even favoring Biden even fucking right. more. Like, yeah.
He is making such a fucking clown of himself.
He really is.
He should just let this go.
Too
late now. He's all in.
Yeah, you're right, Ken. At this point, there's no turning back. But yeah, Mike, he needs to just
it's embarrassing.
You lost. Yeah. You just make
the funniest part about all of this is the impact it's having on the Georgia local elections. With Kelly Loeffler and Purdue. Them motherfuckers, they don't even want to vote. And it's worse than what you sent us. Them motherfuckers don't want to even want to go. I saw an article this morning about it, and the RNC chairperson was in Marietta, Georgia, and one of the attendees was like, well, why should we even go if they're stealing it and it can't be trusted? And you know,
it's a great question,
right? And, he has basically fucked them over because on one hand, she has to say you can trust it. On the other hand, in the same sentence, she got to say, "But it's not over. We're still pursuing all legal challenges."
This is pathetic, man.
This is
seriously fucking pathetic.
It really is.
I'm amazed that I'm not amazed, but I'm just like kind of troubled by the fact that there's this many people that are at this level of stupid and they're actually able to vote and they actually hold high positions in government.
Yeah.
People are this fucking stupid.
Yeah. The problem is that they which is what they've been doing his whole presidency, just blindly follow his lead because they didn't want to, you know, piss off their supporters because they wanted to get back in office. We've highlighted that before on the show in past episodes. And in doing so this time, in election, he clearly lost. They have hurt their own cause. Because what could be the long-term effects from this?
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what I was going to say. Like, are they doing this because they just know they don't have any chance with a new, at all in any position with a new administration, and that's why they're trying to hold on to this as much as they can?
I don't think so, because I mean, I think if they played ball, I don't think Biden would have gave him the Stonewall, whatever they call it.
Right, I got you.
I don't know what the fuck they're thinking at this point. They should just turncoat on Trump at this point. Just be like, look, we were following that guy, but like we didn't really want to, but we're kind of in a weird position. So you're the man now. So let's just go. But they're not doing that.
It's stupid.
It's super stupid.
Yeah. How do you convince your voters, that they can trust the election again? That they have a lot of damage control to do moving forward.
Right.
And so that's something that they're going to have to, the ramifications they're gonna have to deal with. So,
did you see the back and forth between Purdue and Ossoff? Because Ossoff came down and went to Slutty Vegan, which I'm sure is a bunch of pandering bullshit. But whatever, I kind of like Ossoff. He's all right.
Yeah,
he's all right.
John Lewis liked him, so that's all that matters.
No, I'm gonna need a little more than that.
Need more than John Lewis liking him.
I'm gonna need a little more than John Lewis giving the cosign.
Hmm.
then yeah. But yeah, Jonathan Hasselhoff, he's cool.
Yeah.
You know,
I like the fact that he's young. Like, I'm sick of these old politicians and old folks in the, you know.
Yeah, but he don't speak like a young man. That kind of irks me. Because he has that whole commercial where he's talking about defund the police.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. Yeah. It's like, how you film a whole commercial and you sound stupid?
That's true.
And nobody corrected you to say, hey, that's not what this means, dumbass. But yeah, he went to Slutty Vegan. Mm-hmm. So, of course, David Perdue, he put a tweet up. A quote tweet of someone named DJ Judd talking about Ossoff. He put a quote tweet up and this talks about, he says, Ossoff can have the plant burger. We'll take the all-star special. Pick your side, Georgia. And it's his fucking white Skeletor looking ass at fucking Waffle House with his wife.
What the fuck? Oh,
so now he's turned this into a battle of Slutty Vegan versus Waffle House. Even if you like eat meat, like, who the fuck brags about going to fucking Waffle
right.
House?
Right.
Getting some fucking scattered, smothered, and covered. Like, what the fuck are you doing, David Perdue? And now that, but I guess it's partly a smart move because he's trying to rally up those fucking, those meat loving rednecks who are just like, fuck that shit. Yo, weird. Now he's trying to take our meat. First, he's trying to take our guns. Now he's trying to take our meat. We ain't going to have it, dude. We're not going to have it.
Now, the hash browns. Covered, smothered, all the way.
But how she got
everything is great.
Is that the kind of bacon y'all eat? This shit look burnt.
Hell no. Mm-mm.
Who eats it? Well, you don't really eat pork. Who eats bacon like that?
I wouldn't eat that shit. There.
You eat burnt ass bacon. Burnt. This shit look like it's got chocolate on it.
I mean, my mom used to burn bacon all the time, so I just ate that shit.
Okay, but you'll fuck with a waffle. Does that waffle look cooked to you?
Nah.
Who eats a white ass?
It looks like dough.
Bruh, I just don't understand. You saw it already?
Mm-hmm. Soggy as fuck.
I just don't get it.
You gotta get it cooked. What do you say? Hard? Like, you gotta get a waffle cooked hard.
Yep.
And they posing in a Waffle House.
That's crazy.
Fucking.
You said
come
Nick.
On, bruh.
You said they.
Oh. I thought you said Nick.
Anyway, this whole political spectrum right now is a joke.
That's weird.
That is weird.
What about the. Are there vegan Republicans?
Probably not. No, I highly doubt it. They look at being vegan as
that's
like
what I'm
weak.
Saying. Is that supposed to be weak or whatever?
Yeah, I'm sure they do. They look at that as being weak, even though it's funny that most of them are pro-life, but you're totally cool with you know, murdering animals.
What you got, B?
Uh-oh.
Your
quick one?
Yeah, seriously, it's quick. So Roku and HBO Max is nearing a deal, reportedly nearing a distribution deal. Which means that we might be at least on the Roku sticks and Roku, media players. We can download HBO Max and watch it, because it's still not available on Amazon Fire.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I mean, you can download HBO Max on. Oh, I thought. See, the way I got it on there is a different one.
If you go back and look, it's already switched over.
Oh,
they announced that like maybe 3 days ago?
Wait.
So before when HBO Max first came out, it wasn't on Roku,
right.
And Amazon Fire, which is like two of the biggest, So now, and I didn't know. I mean, Mike just put me up on. I didn't know it was on Amazon Fire sticks, but they're nearing a deal with Roku to put them.
Oh, so they're nearing a deal. It hasn't happened yet.
I thought you had a Fire Stick.
No, so I have a Roku TV.
Oh, okay.
I was about to say, who's buying Rokus nowadays?
Yeah. I have a Roku TV.
Yeah.
One of my daughters we gave her the Roku stick once we got the TVs.
Mm-hmm.
I think every TV we have is smart except hers, so that's why she still has the Roku thing.
But yeah, but the Roku TVs, I guess that makes sense because it's pretty much the same software.
Yeah. So yeah, I was hella mad about that because I couldn't put it on my TV.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I had just bought this TV.
Yeah.
And I literally in this Black Friday I bought my in-laws a TV,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't get the Roku because of that reason.
Yeah.
So I got them an LG.
Okay.
So they can do the web browsing as well.
Right.
So that I guess that's cool.
That's a good thing. Yeah, they looking at get this deal done by the end of this year.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, as of the 17th, it's on the Fire Stick.
See, I didn't know.
Because I have the Fire Stick and I just noticed one day it switched over.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, it's actually working. Cool.
Okay.
That's before I had the back.
Yeah, I did
the
my
back
little tricks
thing.
To. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that was just stupid, man.
It's like, super stupid.
That was stupid.
It was stupid. It's, yeah. Super it's just like, stupid. How you not have on your two big platforms, man? Yeah, like, that's crazy.
But I mean, it was for a better deal or something like that.
That's what they said.
Yeah.
So that's business war.
Then just hold off on your launch then. If the two biggest platforms can't even fucking use it.
Did that really impact the numbers, though, in terms of subscriptions?
I have no idea. That's a question for you.
I mean,
because
you can still download on your Apple TVs, your phones. And
yeah, but more people probably have Rokus and Fire Sticks than Apple TVs these days, right?
Of course, yeah.
And no, who wants to watch it on their phone?
Right.
Right.
You know? Yeah. It was just, I don't know, it was just goofy to me.
Does anybody have... a Samsung TV?
Yes, I do.
I do.
Do anybody have a problem with stars on Samsung?
No.
Who the fuck got stars?
No.
Oh, okay. Mm-mm. Okay. Yeah, and the
audio
wasn't
working.
Yeah,
I was able to download HBO Max right away on my Samsung TV when it first became available mobile-wise. I was able to download it on that.
Do you pay extra for stars?
Huh?
Do you pay extra for stars?
No.
So what are you having? What do you
mean? So stars, we have my in-laws. We use their account. For those type of channels.
And it's just, there's no audio?
Yeah, so on my Samsung TV, I have to watch, see, it's the weirdest shit. I got to watch HBO on my Samsung, and I got to watch fucking Stars on my Roku.
That's crazy.
It's fucking crazy. Wow. Yeah, yeah, but just to answer your question, yeah, so on Samsung, it comes up, but the audio doesn't. I haven't tried it in a minute.
I'm going to try it when I get home.
That's weird.
Yeah, I haven't tried it in a minute, but yeah, when I pulled up Stars, the audio would work on the commercials, and as soon as you play something like a movie or a show, the audio doesn't work.
Since we're talking about weird glitches, real quick, now I have one. So on Disney Plus, on a Fire Stick, when y'all hit pause when you're watching like anything, like The Mandalorian or something, does it keep playing the audio for like 30 more seconds?
Yes, it does. Like
that's aggravating as fuck.
I press pause and then like the screen would pause.
Yeah,
but you still hear like the audio that's going. Yep. I'm like.
And then when you come back and hit play again, it fast forwards to the part after the audio. So it's like, now I gotta rewind the shit.
It does it only on my fire stick. It don't do it on Roku.
So it's just a Fire Stick issue.
It don't do it on Roku.
Hmm. Okay, maybe I need to buy a Roku at some point.
Yeah. Well, I don't have that problem on mine.
Get another TV.
I have two pretty big TVs. I don't need to get another one.
You like Nick? You out here stunned like Nick?
No. I didn't say two big fancy TVs. My TVs are pretty old, but they work.
But that's what I'm saying. Get a smart TV.
Get a smart TV. Why?
Because it's so convenient.
I don't care about this dumb shit.
It'll make
I
didn't your life either. Better, Mike.
I didn't either until I got it.
I don't care about TVs like
you
this.
You can get your Amazon Fire TV at a very affordable price.
You don't have to get in that, but once
like
you get
to
it,
live
you'll
a hard
see.
Life, don't you? Like, you don't want to do, you don't want to download.
How is
you.
This a hard life?
I'm
it's
just
a
saying.
Fucking television. Maybe saying. Get outside and enjoy the world instead of worrying about TV.
Technology makes life a lot easier. You're just so abstinent around all of it. It's just so
what
crazy.
The fuck is abstinent?
Obstinate.
Who's obstinate?
You.
It's a television. Y'all acting like this
I'm
is like
technology in general. I'm going
what technology
the TV.
Do
but
I
we're
not
talking
want?
About the TV.
I why? Got a new fucking phone. I got a new laptop.
To ask you about that
too. So y'all can
did you?
Y'all can suck both my nuts.
Wait, hold on.
Y'all
when
can suck my balls
phone?
Through my drawers like Jay-Z says, motherfucker.
Like an iPhone 5C.
Yes, true. It was a 6, but yeah, it's basically
which
the same thing.
Yeah, what you
get? And I'm gonna come back to the TV.
What's the newest one?
The 12.
I got an 11, right? Yeah, I think it's an 11.
Okay, you're stunned on the money.
No, I'm not. It was cheap.
Yeah.
It was super cheap.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was $10 a month for 30 months.
You need to get the TV to go with
that.
You
can do the group face call.
You can do the group.
You can do that now.
I can do all kinds of shit now.
Oh, shit. You pinning your text messages
my what?
To the top? You pinning your text messages?
Why would I need to pin a text message?
Oh, I don't even do that.
What? Really?
What text message do I need to pin?
Like Better Hip Hop?
Or...
Yeah, you like know. Our group threads, you could pin it so it's always at the top.
I didn't know that.
Whoa, that's so convenient. So I can look at my phone and be like, oh man, there's the
Yeah, it actually really is.
Y'all motherfuckers are not that important to me. Yeah, I need to pin your conversation.
No, not us. It could be your
girl.
She's not that important. No one's that important that I need to pin a text.
You won't pin your mom to the top of
my mom
the
doesn't
phone?
Text me that often.
But if she did, at least you'll see it.
Here's the thing. If I'm talking to a girl and she's texting a bunch, then it's usually going to be towards the top anyway.
Yeah.
So what do I need to pin it for?
Because you can, it's
try it.
For what? This is that shit I'm talking about. That. Y'all just do shit just because it's
there. I'm not doing it.
I don't pay attention.
Utilize the features that they give you. Why not?
Because I don't care.
But it's not about caring. It's about just using and making your life a little easier.
This doesn't make my life easier.
It's not going to make it easier.
Me neither.
If she's three steps down versus one step down.
I can just go to my phone. Like, if you text me, fuck? I can just go to the
What thing? About you, Huey? Do you got any of yours pinned?
No, I didn't even know you could do that.
Because who cares?
I didn't know that either, yeah.
try it, guys.
But all right, so
you know why you don't know that? Because you're out here living real life. These motherfuckers are at home pinning shit. Like, oh my God, I can pin this.
Yeah, because
I can pin this shit. Oh God, I can pin it.
Because like Mike said,
I don't sound like that. My voice is a little bit deep.
but like Mike said, the most important people you're testing are gonna be at the top.
I know that. I've had the same logical thinking that you did. Okay. I did. I was like, oh, well, I need to do that. It's gonna be right there. But I did. I was like, you know what? This is not gonna. You know,
you text that many different people?
I don't. I guess it's because I don't text that many different people.
If you're not texting that many people, it probably wouldn't be.
Yeah, because the people in my right now, I look at my phone. I got 8 people that I can see as soon as I open up my text message. Right. Anybody that's below that is probably people that I'm not really texting that often.
Exactly. Exactly.
So why do I need to pin anybody?
So why do I need to pin
people already there?
Why do I need to? Exactly.
Why are y'all shaking your head?
Because it has it. You should, because it has it.
Not just because it has it. It just
no, seriously. Look,
I got 7 pinned at the top.
Whoa. Yeah, I have.
Well, you got to pin 7.
Our 7. Our threads.
So what's the point if you're pinning 7?
So what happens if somebody else texts you? So I can go all the way to the bottom.
No,
what's the difference?
Yeah, the difference is I can go right here. Yep, first of all,
you just brought up an excellent point.
I don't want to hear his
point. No, you just brought up an excellent point. He just said. So what happens if somebody new texts you? You got to scroll all the way to the bottom of those 7 pinned conversations.
No, it'll pop up right below the last pinned text.
That's what I just said.
It's not all the way in the bottom.
But you have 7 pinned conversations. So you have to scroll like to this. He don't get it.
You don't have
it's
to
not,
scroll.
It's not that bad.
How would you not have to scroll if you have...
Because use it and then you'll see. Because you don't have to scroll. Everything
just stays at
the top.
I just looked at it.
If you have 7 pinned conversations,
but
it's going to pop up at the bottom of the 7, right?
They're not explaining it right. I just looked at it.
Okay,
so
what does it do?
It splits it in half. So you got the pinned ones.
What do you mean splits in half?
So
yeah, he's thinking
so the screen
like
is split.
Oh, okay.
And then you got the pinned ones at the top that you can just push it. You so just click just like, on
that
it.
That makes
and then
sense.
And then you can see. That's what I'm saying. So then you still have the what we
thank
have,
you, Rod.
What we have here.
That makes more sense. Thank you for bringing the logic here.
It just hit me when you said that.
See?
I was like, oh, they think that the actual text is locked
in. I just like locked in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
and I was like, it's already 7 at the top.
Yeah. We're thinking it's like Twitter.
Right.
Yeah.
You
know yeah. Right. Yeah.
Or Instagram or whatever.
Yeah. Nah.
What was that thing they used to have?
I used to have
like 5 people on. Do you remember what I'm talking
about?
Yeah.
Your 5 faves.
5, yeah.
T-Mobile. On MySpace?
T-Mobile.
No,
your top 5?
T-Mobile
had
like a
specific
5
phone
faves.
Or something like that.
Yeah, it's 5. It's like called, it's called 5 faves.
Yeah.
Whatever.
T-Mobile just users.
Goofy.
But last thing about subscriptions, man, Disney Plus is going nuts.
It's for us what?
It's blowing up in terms of subscriptions?
Of
man, their numbers are skyrocketing.
But then I bet you they're going to have to do some like serious juggling because I think everyone's jumping on because Mandalorian.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. I don't think so.
I don't think it's a coincidence.
Ready to finally roll out their Marvel stuff?
Like, well, they just added Black Beauty. You see that?
Yes.
Who?
Black Beauty.
What's
the
Black
old
Beauty?
The old movie with the horse?
Black Beauty.
Oh, man. I'm thinking of some new shit.
Nah,
like
it's old.
A Black Cinderella or something.
Nah.
I like that, though. I like that, though.
I didn't know.
I like that.
That'd be cool.
I was about to get mad. Like, they call that shit Black Beauty for real.
Oh, y'all finally made a black.
And you call it Black Beauty.
Yeah.
Black Beauty.
Nah, I don't think it's not. So the podcast that I was listening to didn't seem to indicate it was related to The Mandalorian. It just said that it's just growing just in general. So
part of the reason why their subscriptions are up is for like companies like the one I work for that add it as part of your wireless service.
Mm-hmm.
So that way they don't have to pay. So people are just adding those subscriptions. So that inflates the number as well.
Oh, wow.
It's not just people just paying for Disney Plus themselves. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I know this and it correlates is because our customer service oh, what the fuck do we call them? Our little surveys, our customer service surveys are higher with higher tiered plans. So we know that people are super satisfied because even though they're mm-hmm. paying more, they're getting Disney Plus, they're getting Hulu, they're getting all of these extra services. So that's part of the reason why that number is growing. So
y'all motherfuckers are smart too, because y'all motherfuckers smart too, because like I had it free for a whole year.
So they get you hooked.
And I'm just like, I might as well just keep paying for it.
Or from my company's perspective, that's cool. We got you hooked. You still want it. You could either pay for it yourself or you upgrade to a higher plan and it's still included.
Right. Y'all never catch me on that.
No, but I feel you. And that's not necessarily for everybody, but you got to look at it from the business standpoint. If I just get you in for a year and then I take it away, either you're going to pay for it or you're going to just upgrade your plan. We make more money and you still get what you want. So
that's what AT&T did. They gave me HBO Max free, so I canceled that bitch and just re-signed up with that.
Yeah, I have it free too. But it doesn't say for a year. It says period.
That's what I was thinking. I was a little confused on whether it was
It doesn't say for a year. It just says you get it for free.
I might have to switch over there.
As long as you keep that plan, you
switch over there.
So it all depends on the plan. So like in the wireless world right now, everybody has unlimited, but they're tiering it. So you got like a entry unlimited, you got a middle tier, and you got a top tier. Middle tier and top tiers typically get all of those additional features. So I don't know what plan you're on, but you may have a plan where it's just already included. You don't have to re-up or anything like that.
I didn't sign up for no top tier anything. I just signed up for whatever was unlimited, and I just left it at that. So I know my plan hasn't changed.
Nope, mine hasn't.
But they just sent me a text one day, and they were like, I hope you know, we've noticed that you're not taking advantage of HBO. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. They're like, you get HBO for free. And I was like, bullshit. And I called them and they were like, yeah, just sign in.
Yep.
And I'm like, well, look at that.
Yep.
Cool.
Yep.
What's up?
Yeah, I just switched over my internet to AT&T fiber and not get HBO Max free.
Oh, lucky you. Is fiber cool? So far, I wish it was in my neighborhood.
I'll be averaging like about 900 something MPBS or whatever. So.
You get all the good porn real quick, huh?
Yeah.
God damn, you see the booty dimples.
Okay, baby.
Damn.
Okay.
Baby. Damn.
All right, shout out to that quick topic.
Right.
Y'all added.
We did add on to it.
It's never quick.
But it was.
We added on to it.
Y'all added on to it.
But it always grow though.
Right. That's always what happens. Yes. Every time.
Added on to
but
it.
Exactly. I was gonna ask.
What's up?
What are the big contenders on Disney Plus besides Mandalorian? Like, what else do they have? That's like
nothing.
Mandalorian. I mean, until they start rolling out their Marvel stuff.
Yeah. Until WandaVision comes out.
Huh. Right.
That's what I was saying. If Mandalorian ends and there's like a gap between Mandalorian ending and WandaVision starting, I guarantee you're going to see a whole lot of lost subscriptions.
Yeah.
But people watch it all the time. I'm with you. There's nothing on there, but people watch it. They be watching all
kids.
Shit.
Kids, man.
That shit is crazy.
Little Mermaid's on there, motherfucking Beauty and the Beast, all of them old shits, all of the old X-Men.
I've been watching old X-Men.
Spider-Man, you know what I'm saying? So kids are really, Moana.
I have been watching some of the X-Men. I ain't going
to
front.
But it's just weird to think that people that are kids now, like, those movies come out like when they weren't even,
but they like them,
or all the shows or whatever.
They like them, man. Huh. They like old shows, like my kids. They like the old shows, like Moesha and all that stuff. Like they be watching that stuff religiously.
Yeah, but I don't know if kids these days are watching like old X Men.
Well, that's not the X Men.
That's what he's talking about.
Oh, like I don't know if they're watching that. They're watching like those old like cartoons and stuff. You know.
No.
I know what you're saying.
He's talking about the X-Men cartoons.
What about them?
He's saying that, do you think kids these days are watching those old X-Men cartoons or any of those cartoons that are on Disney
Plus?
All
the old catalogs of those cartoons.
It depends on the kid's age, I think.
I watched an episode of Rebels, Miles was watching with me. Mm-hmm. I switched over to X-Men. And the animated series. He seemed to like that more than
they
like
the old
Star
stuff.
Wars.
That's what we're asking.
That's what I'm saying.
And I think part of it is it has to do with like the gaming system. So there's a tie there because I think they had like the skins in Fortnite or some shit like that. Mm-hmm. And so that's
they
how
some
he
skins
knew.
In Fortnite.
Yeah, so can somebody explain that?
Yeah, like skins is like a certain costume.
Oh, I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You can get some skills in Fortnite.
Word.
That's all video
right now. Mike's right there.
You old as hell right now, Mike.
Bruh.
like a motherfucker.
That is old school.
That's not old. If y'all didn't play video games, skins would be skins.
I know exactly
that's
what
not
talking
old.
About,
that's just I don't fucking play video games.
No, I got you. I got you.
You tell me I'm about to get some skins. I'm not thinking I'm getting a costume.
Right.
I'm not about to get the workout. Bro.
I know.
I'll be with you if I'd have had them boys.
I'm just saying. Because you can get skins in Grand Theft Auto. You know what I'm saying?
You can't still watch like cartoons but Saturday morning.
I was finna say like because y'all are sitting here all talking about like HBO Max, Disney Plus, Netflix, they don't release like weekly content. So they're not sitting down. I mean,
no, but here's the thing though. On demand content is way bigger than pre-programmed content. Because now you could just watch whatever you want when you want.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Instead of I have to wait for Saturday at 10 a.m. or I got to wait for this day. No. What do you want to watch? Just click watch. So I think that's, you know what I'm saying?
I remember when I was a kid, I wish I could watch cartoons all the time.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. I was just like, dang, man, it'd be so cool if I had to wait to Saturday to
now
watch a cartoon.
Now they can do it.
But it's like
Boomerang.
Which I wonder if anything they're watching will hold the same weight because you could just watch it all and then just switch to something else the next day. So it doesn't like linger for a year.
I don't know if you can watch it all. I mean, because, you know.
But like,
I get what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? When they release the season, they just release it all at once. It's like, I don't know, 12 episodes.
I still watch that shit. I ain't gonna lie. I still watch that shit. But I still watch that shit. When I saw that shit was on there, when I had first got Disney Plus, I was like, oh shit, episode one.
I haven't got to it yet. Yeah.
What service do y'all think has the best like content ratio out of all of them? Like, if you could just pick one.
Netflix.
Just still Netflix.
Yeah, because they were the first. They were the first, and then they kind of reinvested a lot of money into their original
content. Yep.
So you know, they're just ahead of the game.
Yeah.
Now, I think because of the brand entities that Disney owns, they can catch up,
right?
But it's going to take a little while Netflix had almost like a 10-year like advantage on everybody else.
You know who's gotten better? I think as far as their content is Amazon. They used to be
horrible,
like years ago.
But don't they pull from other people though? Like,
they do too. Yeah, but they are now starting to reinvest in their own. And here's the thing: like, they're getting even bigger artists to go on their original series more than even Netflix.
Nah, for sure. I was just telling Naomi that I hate it.
What? You hate what?
Just the interface is horrible.
Yeah, it is.
Amazon's.
Yeah,
I like it. Oh, yeah. I don't like it.
I mean, interface. HBO's interface is just as bad. The HBO Max interface, it's fucking annoying.
At least they try to make it look good.
You know what's annoying, though? Yeah, unless you add a show to your preferred shows, if you, like, let's say if I fall asleep on episode 11 of whatever, you can't just click episode 11 go to the actual show and go to episode 10. You have to go back and find the show and then go to the episode. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Whereas it seems like it should be easy, like if you just want to pick the episode number, you should be able to do that, but you can't do that.
Yeah.
That's just aggravating.
Amazon's interface is annoying. But then also when you were talking about The Mandalorian, just of watching the show, the lack of features that they have of just like, I don't know. It's just annoying to me because even when I just like try to rewind and shit, it just be feeling different.
They need to update their interface too.
It's just weird.
Like it's okay. Like, the look of it is okay, but they need to take notes from Netflix. Yeah, everybody needs to take notes from Netflix.
For real.
They have like the best interface.
What do you mean by content ratio?
Just like of amount of like, okay, this service has pretty much most of what I would watch. Just like, you know what I'm saying, on any given day, or like, you know what I'm saying, like, or is there anything that you have where it's like you don't really watch it that much? Because a lot of the times I'd be going to places for just like one show or whatever. Like I have Disney Plus now, but the only thing I've been watching is Mandalorian, and that's really it.
Same.
So, in terms of stuff to watch, Netflix feels like they have a lot of stuff that I would like to watch.
Yeah.
But then I watch it, it's like, okay, that's not all that good. So there's a content dump that they're doing.
Yeah.
So the quality of some of their original film series that either they produce or they buy from overseas is becoming hit or miss.
The thing... I agree with you. For a while there was definitely like, you go to Netflix and it's just like so much, but at the same time, it's not really much that I would particularly watch because it's a lot of just like, I don't know, mediocre stuff.
Exactly. But I think that's issue with content in general, because even before we had on-demand content, like whenever you would have HBO or Stars, how often were you watching TV and be like, there's nothing on?
Well, I brought all that up to say, which is why I asked for a little bit of clarity, because I think HBO Max is really on the come up, because they're putting out some high quality shows.
Yes,
so their content, the content ratio in terms of quality is better right now on HBO Max compared to Netflix. Because Netflix just give you a whole bunch of shit. And that's why I think Amazon is trying to do that as well.
Because, like, the main thing I go to Netflix for is, like, I like watching bad movies and making fun of them. So that's why I watch Netflix a lot.
Yeah.
But if there was a service that had, like, I don't know, like, five shows or three to five shows on the quality of, like, Mandalorian, then I would be hyped. But a lot of times I just, like, watch one thing and just...
So in that case, I do agree with you that HBO has the best quality of content, because they don't have as many shows as any other downloadable or direct to consumer type of content. But they the quality is definitely light years ahead of everybody else. Because how many shows do they have that actually miss like that? Like, it's barely
Netflix?
HBO. Oh. Like, they don't have many shows that miss.
They don't.
You know what I'm saying? But they've also been in that game of producing movies, original movies.
But they fell off, though.
To a degree.
Nah, not to a degree. Yeah. HBO fell off for a minute.
Yeah.
Okay.
It wasn't long, though. It was a long fall. I don't think it was a long fall off. Nah.
But they always, nobody was talking about HBO, from what I remember. Now,
you talk about, what time frame are you talking about?
I just really came back to Netflix when they started getting good shows, so shit.
Because HBO always got the big movies.
Yep.
They always got the big movies.
Always had the big series, like their own original series. They were the best at series.
Game of Thrones carried Netflix for a long, HBO for a long fucking time.
Facts.
But so did
Sopranos.
Sopranos been gone for 22 years. Maybe 22. Shit, I don't know.
But it carried it for
the
a
one
long
about
time.
The Hollywood star that he made. His name is Vince. What the fuck is
Vince Gilligan?
Entourage.
Oh yeah, y'all are naming old shows.
But how long did those shows last? Yeah, a while.
But his those point were like is, 9-10 seasons. Like,
but his seasons. Point is that he clearly said was that HBO lost interest for a while.
Yeah.
And then y'all are like, no. But then you're naming these old ass shows.
I was saying for a short while. I'm not saying it didn't fall off for a short while.
And I agree with Rod.
Yeah. I don't think it was
didn't
like
sound like that 10 minutes ago.
Okay, well, I said it sounds like that now.
You did say short while. He asked me for a time frame. And I'm like, Game of Thrones carried that shit.
Right. And then you said, well, so did this old ass show from 15 years ago.
But I'm saying, like, when Entourage finished to when Game of Thrones started, it was only like 2 or 3 years.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I said a short while.
Exactly. And that's why I agree with Rod.
But one show is not.
But they had Entourage. They also had what was the with Nucky Thompson?
One show can't carry another.
Boardwalk Empire. Was,
I don't think people were getting HBO to get Entourage or Boardwalk Empire.
One show.
That's the point.
Yeah, one show.
That's the point.
I disagree.
That's cool.
Boardwalk Empire,
but
I give you that one. But Entourage was dumb huge.
It was huge, but yes. I don't think people were signing up for HBO just so they could watch Entourage.
Right, and we're still talking about one or two shows that carry it for a period of time. What I'm saying right now is that they're starting to have multiple shows hit.
No, 100%, because the nature of that business has changed, and it is about having more shit on demand now. So, again, I agree with Rod. It was a slight moment where HBO did dip. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like they was down for 5 or 7 years.
I disagree, because the nature of HBO's business has always been the same. It's putting out high quality content that people subscribe up to watch. It's pretty much always
that and the big movies.
Been an on demand service.
That and the movies.
Yes, and the movies. They just move. They're just basically taking what they've done and they're basically putting it into a streaming format, into a mobile format.
And they're also doing more series at one time, because back then, the business model wasn't having 5 series at a time.
But you know what? Their shows, aren't they still episodic? Like, they week by week by week? They're not giving you everything at once. They're not really doing bingeable content.
They're not learning.
They're doing what they've always done.
In that aspect,
adding more.
In that aspect, they're not following the Netflix of the world where they drop the entire season.
No,
one
they
and you
know
binge
their
it.
Content isn't good enough to do what Netflix is doing. if they did what Netflix is doing, the motherfuckers would get off of there hella quick. If they dropped an entire show. 100%. That's the point.
The content before.
So what are y'all arguing about?
The content before this period wasn't of high quality enough to drop it all at once.
Exactly.
Okay, and that's why I'm disagreeing. What I'm saying is they didn't have the volume of content to drop it all at once. They didn't have 5, 6, 7 shows to just say, here you go, and be entertained.
But Netflix doesn't always have that either.
But Netflix sometimes has way Netflix, more of that, though.
Which is where we start.
Netflix has way more of that, though. They have way more series.
No, they don't, bro.
So they don't have more series than HBO?
That's good. More. They have more. I'm they have volume.
The volume number.
They have the volume, but I'm talking about the quality with the volume. It right. isn't good.
What I'm saying is HBO has more quality. Netflix has more volume, which is the reason why they can drop 7 fucking series the whole fucking
What does it matter
season?
If it's not good, FIFO? And that's what I was talking to Huey about.
That's why I understand what y'all are arguing about. So he said the quality dropped for a while. Y'all started arguing. And now, are you going back on that statement? Or I'm just trying to understand.
No. Okay, listen to what I'm saying.
I'm trying. There's no reason to be, you condescending.
You need some key tips?
No, you're just not making any fucking sense.
What I'm saying is
don't HBO, blame me because you're not making any sense.
Come on, guys.
I just simply asked you to explain it.
Listen,
why are you being a dick?
Are you talking? I'm talking, you talking,
well,
but
you're
not
being
the
a
one
dick for no reason.
So
I'm just asking you to explain.
Wait.
Let's just move on.
One time. What's stupid? What time? Like, they had Curb Enthusiasm on HBO. That carried them for a while as well.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Boondocks on HBO too?
No.
Boondocks is on regular TV.
Oh, that was on BT.
Boondocks is on Adult FX. Swim. It was on Adult Swim.
Adult Swim. Yeah. Curb carried them for a while too. That came out in 2000 and that lasted like, 10? It's only
10. 15. Still more, yeah.
Yeah.
One show, right?
What show
did you just say?
Curb Your Enthusiasm. A lot of people watch that too.
But so the question is, do you think that people were signing up specifically to watch that?
I didn't know they were, but they were. Mm. I didn't know Curb
it was a
was
very
that big.
Popular
yeah,
show.
Yeah, I didn't know Curb was that big, but it was.
Yeah.
But like Game of Thrones, Curb Your Enthusiasm carried the network for a decade.
Okay.
Game of Thrones came along and did the same thing. Boardwalk Empire did the same thing. So what I'm
Boardwalk
saying is
Empire
that,
didn't do that.
I was just giving
that decade, though, you still had The Wire in the midst of Curb. Mm-hmm. You had The Wire. You had Oz.
HBO kind of kept
up. Yeah.
What I'm saying is that they're adding more volume to the quality that they had.
For sure.
What I'm hearing and for what I'm remembering and what you just told me is that they will always have this one hit that would keep them afloat.
Yep.
And in terms of their business model and how they produce content, that really technically hasn't changed. They just caught up with the technology and rebranded themselves to make themselves more accessible to the mobile format, to people being on the go. But they've always had big movies. You remember Saturday
Night
Movies?
That's what I'm saying.
HBO.
They always dropped a movie a week. Like that's what kept HBO the shit.
That's why
over all of them. Yeah, like you always made sure you had HBO.
Mm-hmm.
If you got cable service, you didn't get cable service without HBO.
Yep.
Like you might have got the movie channel. You might have got Showtime. You might have got.
It just seems like they lost that for a while.
They did.
But that's why I was. But that's why I kept trying to ask you guys to explain, because it seemed like it was for a while that they lost that
attention.
I'll
tell you how big HBO is. Like, that's the main cable network that comes into hotels. Like when you go to a hotel, they're going to have HBO.
HBO Cinemax.
Mm-hmm.
HBO is the main one, though. I'm telling you. HBO is like the main one. They may have a Cinemax. They may have all these other ones. But they going, like I used to see like, oh, we got HBO. Y'all remember seeing that on the signs? Like, oh, we got HBO at this hotel.
I remember seeing that a long time ago.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying they always, but it's still like that, though. Like HBO is like one of the main, well, Netflix is now. Netflix is the main one that has... Yeah. Is the network that's in hotels now.
Okay, so I'm gonna nicely ask again. When he said that HBO lost that attention for a while, what's a while to you? Like, do you agree with that or no?
So I said for a short stint. I would say short stint, maybe 2 years.
2 years?
Yeah, maybe 2 years. I wouldn't even probably give it 2 years. I'll probably give it 1 year, but I'll give them 2 years. No, they didn't lose us. They didn't lose their luster for more than 2 years. I just didn't.
And I guess what I was saying is that, like, when I look at it, it's like they've always had that one hit show that just
kept them afloat. Yeah.
Game of Thrones basically put them in the mainstream. Mm-hmm. Like they just blew up off that shit. Mm-hmm. And maybe they made a lot of money off that shit to start getting all these other shows. But now, like we've reviewed a couple of shows off series off Netflix. One shit would drop, then something else would come on. Mm-hmm. Then something else would come
Euphoria.
On. Then something else come on.
Euphoria.
But they weren't doing it like that I recall where they would have all these type of hits back to back to back.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like HBO has had that in a really long time.
Yeah, because their main thing was movies. They got all the big movies first. That was their
main thing.
But that's
not original content.
I know. I'm just saying.
So do you think that, okay, never mind.
Do a thing what?
Never mind.
Okay. It's B's fault.
This, nah.
It is.
It's my fault for trying to be Rod for once and trying to figure out what's going on. Next time I'll just shut the fuck up and mind my business.
It's because he asked.
Hey, man.
Appreciate your contribution.
Yeah, it was a good question.
What you got, FIFO? We'll be back after this quick break.
So I saw this and I thought it was a little interesting. So I wanted to bring it up here. Hold on, let me find a little clip. So T.I., our favorite Atlanta person.
How has he not caught COVID yet?
T.I.? Why would he catch COVID?
Bro, he always out here. But anyway, go ahead.
But yeah, he basically said that women are only attracted to men like him. So I'm gonna play the clip so I can so I can that was the headline of the video I watched, but I'm gonna play the clip so that way y'all can make your own. I wish Sophie was here for this one.
Them women don't really want a man who ain't got no bitches.
Ain't got no
bitches. Oh, I didn't mean to do that out loud. Who is he speaking to?
On his own podcast.
No. Who's he talking
to?
Who was
a comedian. I don't know the people apparently. That was there in the studio with him. Yeah, so I saw this thing. I heard him. And I felt like he made some valid points. And I feel like women don't always want to agree with that. But part of the reason why women sometimes are attracted to a man is because that person, he has women. Like women typically... I'm not saying all, but sometimes women want a man that is attractive to other women, but then they want them not to have the same options. Like once I, so I don't know. Like it just begs the question: do women ever really know what they really want? Like they don't want a man with options, or they want a man with options?
I do think a woman should be honest.
Yeah.
This particular that mm-hmm. to answer this question.
I thought Sophie was going to be here.
I don't know why you thought that.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Why?
Oh shit. I don't know why that's like the funniest thing off of the
That is funny.
Oh man.
I do agree with Rod though.
Yeah. So you want to bring that back?
We can talk about it, but I just want to put that out there first.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. It's a little weird for a group of guys to be
kind of
talk about what women want. Women
want slick.
But I have conversations like this all the time. Not all the time, but I've had conversations like this with my wife or whatever. But I think it's just a matter of just a woman wants someone attractive, and it just that's what it really boils down to. And if the guy is attractive, he probably gets women or have options, like he was saying, or whatever. Because I wasn't a dude that had bitches or had women or whatever. Like, I didn't. I didn't. I knew women liked me, but I didn't. They weren't like people I was involved with. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's not like I had all these chicks and then people went and somebody wanted me because I have all these chicks. They just, I don't know. I think it's a mixture of things or whatever. Like, you know, being a gentleman, being a... Some women do like guys that are rough around the edges or whatever. Like, so it's just, like you said, there's some things I see what he was going with, but just like in T.I. fashion, some stuff is just like,
yeah,
what are you doing, bro? Like, you know, what are you saying? But yeah, I think it all boils down to just like a woman just likes a guy that's attractive, a guy that's attractive or a guy that has money or both.
I thought you turned into a zombie.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Someone need to go stab him in the back of his skull, bro. Yeah. He's about to get caught.
Yeah. But I do think that part he was talking about women seeks a guy with options just to take away all those options or whatever. I've had that conversation with Nate as well about it's kind of weird.
Right?
It's kind of weird that they do that, you know?
Because I think he makes a point about the misogyny, right? Like, and that's kind of where I wanted to touch on, where it's like that a man that has multiple options like that, and again, I'm not saying 100% of the time, but there are a lot of women that are attracted to that, to only get with that person and be like, you have, like, I'm your only option now. How does that work? Like, I don't understand logically, and I know, you know, women are more emotional than logical, but I don't get it from a logical perspective. How is that gonna work? Like, you mean to tell me I have all these options, I just, for the sake of love, give all that up just for you? I don't know. Like, I think that's the balance, and I think it also depends on where a man is in his life as well. You know, because sometimes you could have all those options for so long and then just not want all those options because it is a lot to maintain. But, you know, I don't know, man. Like, I wish Sophie was here. I wish we did have a woman on this one.
The conversation I had about the options thing with Nay is that when a woman seeks a guy that has options, she gets with him and then don't necessarily fulfill those options he might have had.
Yep.
So that's the conversations I had with her, like, i.e. sex, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can get as much sex as I want to. Like a guy that can get as much sex as he wants to with the options he has, and then he gets with you, and then you, whether you feel like it or not, like, you maybe one day you feel like it, maybe one day you don't.
Mm-hmm.
But you took that away from me. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about me. I'm just saying you're taking it away from that guy in general or whatever. It's like a guy has to think about that, right? Like, damn, like, I could be getting bitches, like, you know what I'm saying?
But you're not even gonna fuck me, right?
I could be getting bitches. So yeah, I do wish that we had a woman to talk to that, because, like, I think Nate would be perfect, because, like I said, she's always open to have those type of conversations or whatever. I don't know how Sophie would even take this conversation, obviously.
Why are you looking like that?
This is weird.
It is weird. That's what I said. I said it from the jump.
I don't even know what the fuck T.I. was talking about. But wait, so the woman took your options away. So does that mean that you took the woman's options away as well? And I mean, she could be, why?
Because, okay, keep going. I want you to keep going, and I'll see if it's still a no.
Okay, well, I mean, so I'll see if it's still I'm listening to what you guys are saying about, like, you know, guy has all these options. And I agree with what you said 100%. Mm-hmm. Like, T.I., I don't know where he was going, but it basically breaks down to a woman wants someone that's attractive.
Right.
Duh. Like, how is that a controversial take?
Yeah.
Right.
That's basically saying that a woman doesn't want no ugly dude. Mm-hmm. Okay. Or a guy that's confident. Like, whatever. I don't get why he thought that was like some revelation.
Right.
The part about a woman wants a guy that has a lot of options. Mm-hmm. I've never heard a woman say, well, I want a man that has a whole bunch of other women.
Right.
So I'm a little confused on what T.I. was getting at.
Right. So it's not like something they would say out loud. Like, it's not, I don't think it's something mm-hmm. that they would say out loud. Like, oh, I want him because he has a lot of women.
Okay.
It's just implied that, you know, the guy that you're with mm-hmm. has options. Like, you know, the guy that you're with could get chicks.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you was to leave, you know, your guy could get chicks easily. The woman knows that.
Okay.
So if she knows that, but still lacks in certain areas that I might have options to get those things, why do you want
to be my only one when you can't fulfill all of these options that I have?
That's what he's saying. Oh, that's what I've heard. I've heard that conversation float around
before. So then why do you expect your woman to be, or why do you expect to be your woman's only one when you know she has options as well?
One way or not the other.
That's what I'm saying. I don't get it.
I think that's if it goes the other way. If the guy seeks that woman, then you have that argument.
If the guy seeks that woman?
Like, if a guy say, yo, I'm going to be this dude for you. I want you to cut everybody out. Like, say if mm-hmm. it's a chick that has options where she can get money from a dude. She mm-hmm. can get whatever her all wants and needs, bags mm-hmm. or whatever.
Sure.
And the dude comes along and says, you know what I'm saying? Cut that off or whatever. Yeah, I'm going to be that guy. And then I don't provide that. I took away her options when she was able to get that. So it could go the other way if I was seeking that woman and basically saying that I'm going to provide those options that you didn't have.
So are you saying the woman is coming to the guy and saying, I know you have a whole bunch of options and I'm letting you know that I am going to factually fulfill all of these options if you get with me?
It's implied when you want.
Okay, then it's implied the other way as well.
No. Listen to what I'm saying.
I'm trying.
It could go both ways. I'm not disagreeing with you there. Okay. It absolutely can go both ways. Mm-hmm. It just depends on who's seeking who and who's saying, like, I need you to. I want you to be my one and only. It depends on who's saying that.
But I've never in my life been in a relationship where the woman said that.
Right, and that's great. You're in great relationships then. But there are situations of women that are out there that
uh-huh.
want a certain thing from certain things from a guy, and they may have multiple guys that provide those things.
Uh-huh.
And then you might have a guy that call him Captain Savers or whatever. They come along
uh-huh.
and they provide those things. If mm-hmm. he doesn't provide those things, she may in her mind be like, I thought you was going to do this for me, and I thought you, and you basically cut off my options, and you not even providing those things for me.
Is that what T.I. was trying to say?
I think essentially, from the flip side,
from
yes.
From the male perspective,
yes.
So here's where I'm stuck.
Mm-hmm.
So when I listen to what T.I. said, he's like, you know, all this misogyny that you guys don't like, you know, you're attracted to guys that exude that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not necessarily the same thing as just being attracted to a guy that's attractive and has options because he's attractive. It sounds like T.I. is saying that these women are approaching men mm-hmm. who are dating / fucking multiple women.
Okay.
And they are attracted to that man because he has and does those things.
The pheromones that he's putting out.
That's bullshit. Yeah. Pheromones is bullshit. But he's saying that they have they're fucking and messing with these multiple women.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're coming to this man and saying, I want to be your only, so therefore you cannot mess with these other women.
Right. Okay.
So that's the part where I'm kind of confused.
Mm-hmm.
Women are approaching men who are fucking random women because they're fucking multiple random women?
No.
Or are they approaching these men because this guy is attractive
mm-hmm.
and can, if he wanted to,
mm-hmm.
have sex and date multiple women?
Yeah,
it's both. So like high value men have their literal pick of the litter. If there's 10 chicks, they could probably get 8 or 9 of them if they wanted to.
Sure.
Because T.I., we'll use T.I. as an example, very visible, very rich, very mm-hmm. prominent in the community, right? Mm-hmm. We know that his vibe, same word that he used, comes with a certain attractiveness because we know that he can pretty much get any woman.
But that's not what he said. He said that women go after men who have bitches. Not women go after men who can get bitches. That's where I think the conversation is different with you, Rod. I understand 100% what you're, well, not 100%, I'm like 65. But I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
What T.I. is saying doesn't really make any sense. Because I've never heard of a woman actively going after a man because that man is fucking a whole bunch of women. So that's where I'm confused about what he's trying to say.
But you do have women that go after married men. Mm-hmm.
Okay, sure. But how many women go after, and this is not a general common thing. Mm-hmm. Like how many women go after married men and then say, okay, I want to be your one and only. That doesn't make sense.
But they do that though.
Like I said, this is not a common thing. Mm-hmm. This is not something that I think would be worthy of T.I. going on his podcast and discussing. I think that that's not a regular occurrence. Women going after a married man and saying, I want to be your one and only.
It kind of is. Oh, like, Jesus. There's a lot of mistresses out there. There's a lot of women that... See, because, like, the sense of security that a married man provides, women are attracted to that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And they do seek that out. And
but if you're a mistress, by definition, you're not the one and only.
No, no, 100%. But what happens is the emotions get get tied.
Sure.
And now I want you because you're able to fulfill everything I want. But as a man, I have options. You're one of my options. I may have another option. And I got the main thing at home. Most men are not going to leave the main thing for the option.
So again, is that what T.I. was saying?
I think it's a branch out of the tree that he was talking about. Yeah.
I don't know. What T.I. was saying sounded real stupid.
It did.
It sounded real fucking stupid.
No, the way he...
What you guys are saying, what you're saying, I get, but I just don't get the... How it seems very one-sided coming from you guys. And that's where I like, because T.I. flat out said, oh, the misogyny that you guys, you know, are talking about that you don't like. What you guys are describing about a man having options, that's not misogyny. A man having multiple women and juggling these multiple women, that would play into the misogyny. So it sounds like T.I. was making a different point than you guys are trying to agree with.
In his scenario...
A man
how do you not
bitches.
See it one-sided in his scenario?
His scenario is stupid, and I don't think it's real.
I understand that.
That's my point.
But I'm saying, with the scenario that he gave, do you see how it could be one-sided?
No, I see how his brain is making it one-sided.
Right, okay.
Because he's looking at it like, these women want me because I'm attractive and I can get these things. And then the woman is coming to me and saying, you have to cut off all of these things. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, the man is doing the exact same thing. The man is going to the woman... Or, you know, if they start dating, the man is implying you can't see other men. What T.I. just did was made a very simple concept sound complex 100%. To simple-ass people.
100%.
So he put out a podcast saying some basic-ass dumb shit, and the motherfucker's like, yeah, T.I. saying that real shit right now. He basically just said that women like guys that are attractive. What the
That's what I heard.
I don't understand, like, why... Like, and then he's following it up... With it was like he tried to make it complex by adding some stupid shit in there. And women want the guys source. Who want. Say again.
And I said he uses a thesaurus.
Well, yeah.
To make it more complex.
I don't know.
But
I don't know.
I brought it up because obviously it's T.I. and it was interesting because sometimes, like when I talk about this, especially like with my coworkers, women and men just seem so distant on this. But then when I see it in a real life scenario, it's like what T.I. say. But oftentimes women are like, nah, I'm not like that. And I'm not like this. Okay. I've seen otherwise with my own two eyes. So you can't tell me. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on.
Have you never seen a guy do that though?
Do what?
Like
be territorial.
Oh, yeah. Most guys are territorial. That's why this conversation, I hate to keep harping on this. That's why this conversation sounds so dumb. Is T.I. is acting like women are doing things that men don't do. Men do the same type of shit. Like, you're going to a club, and if there's a chick in the corner that's got a hella dudes around her, you're like, yeah, she is bad. Those dudes are around that chick for a certain reason. And then now you want her.
I bet I could pull her.
Exactly. I bet I could do it. Like, and again, so T.I. is throwing out the misogyny word, but... The fact that he's trying to make this totally one-sided is why he sounds like a misogynistic asshole. This isn't a one-sided conversation. This is basically the way things go for everyone. Nobody wants a person that they find unattractive.
I was going to say dudes do want
the baddest bitch or whatever.
Exactly.
To just get the person that everybody wants.
And not let nobody else have her?
Yeah.
Unless you're like Polly or something.
Anybody else. Yeah. I don't know. But yeah.
I don't know if that's 100% true, because groupies wouldn't be a thing if that was the case.
What mean groupies want to be a thing or wouldn't be a thing?
Like, so, I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of guys or entertainers or whatever that may go somewhere, might have sex with a groupie and don't even care what she does with the rest of her life.
Mm-hmm. You think that there's not women that do the same thing? You don't think Nicki Minaj and Megan Thee Stallion and whoever else, Lil' Kim back in the day, you don't think all of them were doing the same shit?
I don't know. Not as much as men. I don't think
it doesn't matter if it's as much, but it's a matter of it happens. And it's a common, like, the whole conversation, the reason it sounds misogynistic is because we're trying to force this idea of what we think women want without women telling us this shit. So T.I. is sitting up on a podcast saying women want a guy that has a whole bunch of bitches. Who told you that, T.I.? Well, nobody. Then why are you saying it?
I know for
maybe
sure.
Maybe the chicks that he's dealt with tells him that. His own data and life experience.
Then T.I. should maybe be a little smarter and say, I want to tell you guys about my life. I want to tell you a story about my life.
Yeah. What are you about to say here?
I think, what was I about to say? I was about to say, I know for sure that there are dudes that just, they want a particular girl just because a lot of people are attracted to them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, that's like high school conversations.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm sure. I think it works both ways, but he's probably just speaking from his perspective because he probably just wasn't thinking about the other perspective, I guess.
You know, like I said, I agree with Mike in the start of this. Like, I think it goes both ways. I think it just depends on who's pursuing who.
He made a very sweeping
generalization.
For sure. And it sounded like that from the jump.
About men and women based on his lifestyle as a celebrity.
Listen to what he said.
I did.
Men, women want niggas with bitches. Like, that just, come on, like, come on. Like, that's how he started off the conversation. Like, it's like, bro.
Because he's probably living a lifestyle where he gets a lot of bitches because he's fucking T.I. And he applying that, you know, to everybody.
There's a bar in there somewhere. Mm-hmm. Because they fucking T.I.
This is why T.I. is constantly in trouble. T.I. stays in hot water because he says goofy shit like this.
Like the shit about his daughter. Like,
yes.
Like when you said T.I., I already knew.
For someone so smart, I just don't understand why he says such dumb shit all the time.
I've known a lot of T.I.s in my life.
Because he's somebody that wants to sound smart.
Yep.
It's the difference between being smart and wanting to sound smart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he's one of those people that want to sound smart.
What you got, Mike?
Somebody cue the thunderstorm.
This isn't sad. I've been intentionally not finding sad shit. This happened a few weeks back and we never talked about it. Did anybody see the thing that happened with Dean Browning?
Who's Dean Browning?
So Dean Browning is a right-wing former commissioner from Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. He's Christian, pro-life, you know, conservative. That's his thing. Mm-hmm. Pro-Second Amendment, all this good shit. He had a burner account that was, what was the name? Yeah, on Twitter. The burner account was named Dan Purdy 322. And Dan Purdy was a pro-Trump, anti-Obama, gay black man.
Yeah, I saw that.
I figured you guys did.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you guys saw all of the extra details of this story, because this shit sounds nuts. Okay, so he had posted a tweet. Some guy responded to it. Dean Browning, from his own account, responded back. I'm a gay black guy, and I can personally say that Obama did nothing for me. My life only changed a little bit, and it was for the worse. Everything is so much better under Trump, though. I feel respected, which I never do when Democrats are involved.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Okay? So then, of course, everyone was like, what the fuck? What is happening? What is going on right now? So this tweet was up for hours before he realized he'd fucked
somebody
up.
Somebody hacked his account?
No, I think he He just forgot to switch over to his burner account.
That. I'm just saying.
I know you do. I'm just saying. Clearly that's what happened. He forgot to switch over to his burner account. So then he tried to like clean it up by saying, regarding the tweet that's going viral for my account, I was quoting a message that I received earlier this week from a follower. Sorry if context was not clear. Trump received record minority votes and record LGBTQ votes. Many people won't say it vocally, but do in private.
Not
he
bad.
Just, he should just
not, yeah, not, not he a should bad just try. Get a
hack route.
That's not bad.
Not a bad try.
Nah, he should just went the hack route.
Yeah, he should have went the hack route. Definitely. He definitely should have went the hack route. Mm-hmm. A Washington Post journalist, Philip Bump, he's the one who found out that there was this account, Dan Purdy, that was constantly replying to Dean Browning's tweets, saying all this racist, anti-black racist shit.
As a black.
As a gay yeah, the ABI is a cartoon black person with a beanie. So as a black account, he's responding with all this shit.
Wow.
This is where it gets fucking crazy. So there's this guy that pops up. And it's a video, and he's saying that he is he's saying he's Dan Purdy. He claims he sent the message to Dean, but Dean, quote unquote, accidentally posted the message, which how do you accidentally post a message, right? And Dean clearly said he posted it on purpose. Yeah. He was just quoting it.
Right.
Here's the thing. The guy in the video that said he was Dan Purdy is Patti LaBelle's son.
What?
The hell?
What the fuck?
Are you serious?
His name is Bill Holt. He's Patti LaBelle's adopted son. So the people went and found this picture of him with Patti LaBelle. They're like, wait a minute. That's the same fucking guy.
Oh, man.
Bro, this is the weirdest shit. And to this day, no one's been able to get a solid answer out of any of them regarding why this happened. So I'm assuming Dean clearly fucked up and he didn't switch to his burner account. Mm-hmm. Then people didn't believe his mm-hmm. backslide. So they went and I don't know why he went and got this semi sort of famous black person.
Right.
He should have just got an average nobody ass black guy, mm-hmm. but he got this guy.
Yep.
That makes
sense.
And
even if he did, the Twitter investigator is going to find that motherfucker.
Yeah. Right.
Because they find everybody.
They do.
So, like, there's nothing detailed about this. I just thought this story was fucking hilarious.
Because I didn't know it went that far.
I figured.
Yeah.
A lot of people stopped before it got to the Patti LaBelle son part. That was the part that I was just like, yo, what?
Yeah, that's wild.
But I get tweets. Like, if I post something and it gets a lot of retweets and it starts getting retweeted into other people's timelines, I will get accounts all the time that will be pretending to be black. Mm. And I can tell they're just not, but it'll be like a picture of a black person, but they'll just be saying this totally like pro-Trump sort of racist shit.
Right.
So here's another part that was actually really interesting about this. I should have wrote down who did the research, but there's been research done into these accounts where these accounts are using stock images of black men as their AVIs. The funny thing is they found that quite a few of them were still watermarked with the term black man photo.
Oh, wow.
Which means these stupid motherfuckers are going to Google, typing in black man photo or black man, and then just downloading the pictures and using them.
Like page one.
On page one. And just be like, oh, that black guy looks black cool guy. Enough. I'm just going to use that. This is just hilarious to me how fucking stupid some of these people are. Shit. That was it. See, yeah, it wasn't wild. Anything bad.
And the amount of propaganda they'll go through, just, man, yeah. That was fun. I'm going to let it stay fun, but that shit.
What? Say it.
Well, when I saw that story, I'm like, man, see, this type of shit happens all the time, and people don't do the research, or they just take these people at their face value
right,
and just believe what they read, and they're being programmed into thinking these sort of things. So it's just, it's another type of warfare. It's just crazy.
Yeah, clearly I don't think it's going the other way. Like, I'm sure there are not black Democrats that are creating white accounts.
Right. Yeah.
You know, to say these things. But this seems to be a common conservative trope to go and get, you know, these burner accounts and have fake black people on there and then just say a bunch of racist shit because they want to be like a manufactured he gets it guy. And it's like, why when there's real people that are like this?
Exactly.
You know?
You don't have to go make them up.
You don't have to make them up. They're already there. There's that conservative Urkel guy. I always forget his name. Terrence something.
They don't trust them.
The guy that's always hollering.
To do the job as well as a white guy, I guess.
You're right. Like we could be a racist person way better
let's
than this
let's
guy.
Let's bring it home.
Yeah.
I say that completely right.
Yeah.
Let me edit that tweet.
So this would be brief.
Yeah, right.
But the PS5, I know y'all were talking about this last week. Well, it came out that the reason why all them motherfuckers was gone, you know why, B? You see that? You saw the story, right?
Yeah, bots.
Them goddamn motherfucking bots.
I hate it.
Hey, look.
One motherfucker bought 3,500 of them and made millions off of it.
3,500? Yeah, I thought you was going to say 35.
No. 3,500.
Are you surprised?
Yeah, it's like a company. They be ready. They be having people ready to like buy these PlayStations, right?
Mike, 3,500. Yes, I'm surprised at that number.
Right.
Mainly because in the bot world, and I'm just now getting introduced to it. Right.
Really?
Yeah.
It hasn't been a thing in the sneaker culture for a while.
It has, but I'm just saying. I'm just now understanding it.
Oh.
Like
okay.
It was always kind of like taboo. I knew it existed, but I didn't know at what level.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So now that I'm like starting to dive a little bit deeper into what this is and how it's being done, oftentimes it's like one or two people, not necessarily a whole company, right? Because you're saying that this is a company that...
Oh, this is a company that was doing this.
I think this was a company, right, B?
Yeah, it's a company that...
Oh, wow. So is that not some sort of... I guess there's no law to not do that.
There's no law. Like... Because at the end of the day, it's free commerce. If you have a product and I have the funds to buy as many as I want, there is no law to say I can't buy unless you
there
limit
is no
purchases.
Law. Yeah.
But that's different. That's
so they're buying them and then where are they flipping them?
Reselling them. StockX.
But I mean, where?
Anything on the internet. Any place you can go buy.
Mainly StockX and eBay.
StockX.
X.
Yeah.
What you about to say, Rod?
I was just gonna ask, but don't like some places have like limited one, limited two per customer and stuff like that?
They're supposed to.
See, that's what I was gonna ask. But if it's a company, but that's also not a law. That's just a company rule that they're asking you to only buy one, but they can't enforce it.
And then here's the thing: like the way that they enforce that you can only buy one is by name and billing.
Yep.
But what if I have 3,500 billing profiles?
Yeah.
And then how do you have 3,500?
Because
if you make a living doing this, maybe they're sending them to PO boxes or sending them to friends. Who knows? Mm-hmm. So
and your billing and shipping addresses could be different.
Right.
They don't have to be the same.
Right.
Just think these are just hackers, bro. Like
I know.
Yeah.
I hate it.
So that's how they. Yeah. So like I don't even think about the details. I just like it was just so annoying because I was obviously trying to get two more. And I can't because of fucking bots. Because one motherfucker bought 3,500 of them.
You're trying to get two more systems?
Yeah.
What do you need two?
Two more PS5s.
Why do you need two?
Kindle and Miles.
They have to have their own?
Yeah.
Really?
That's hilarious. Yeah. Kids, they can't share.
Holy
They got
shit.
Their own now.
That's hilarious.
I never even thought about that.
I figured you're gonna say one for home, one for here.
No.
But
that's what I thought he was gonna say.
That's hilarious.
No, I have to buy three.
I'm surprised you do that. I'm surprised you're like, motherfucker, you better share this motherfucker.
I'm surprised too. But I guess, it's your sons. I get it.
Yeah.
But like,
that's hilarious.
And growing up as a kid that played games, I totally get it.
I can't even imagine. I
totally get
like,
it.
Like, us getting
hell fucking man,
no. I don't
no
want to deal
way.
With that.
No way. You better
Miles
share that
used to play mine all the time, and it just got him on there. I was like, you can your own shit.
Mm.
And I went and bought him one.
Oh, I didn't think about that part because Ken wants his own too.
Mm-hmm. That's why.
Because he want to play.
Yep.
But okay. I be playing theirs. Like, it opens my time.
I'm the dad, goddamn. You on timeout. Don't make me take a whole motherfucking system away.
Oh, you want to play?
You
want to
talk back?
Which I could because they don't play during the weekday.
Was that like a no-brainer for you?
What?
Like, did you have to make a conscious decision? Like, damn, I got to buy three. I got to buy. You just naturally said, oh, I'll get three.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, man. And I try to take, well, I took advantage of it while, you know, I was employed. You know what I'm saying? Because I remember growing up like that. And to be able to get them stuff, you know, knowing that I grew up without, or my parents just couldn't afford it, or my dad just didn't want to buy it when he was going through his whatever. So, yeah, I'm overcompensating, you know, at times with some of that stuff.
That's cool.
So I'm fortunate. And, you know, and I told him that. I'm like, you know, there may be a time, and the time is now, where we can't just go out and get whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. So enjoy it now, but shit changes. And y'all, we don't ever know when that's
going to
happen.
Going back to the actual topic, I'm just curious. Are they trying to do something to prevent this from continuing? Because this is like a really big issue with like the record collector. Mm.
Really? A record still?
Huge. So it's really crazy. So like record labels will limit their records to like, let's say 100 copies, knowing full well 1,000 people want the records. So what happens is bots will get the records, and then you'll find them a day later on a website called Discogs, and they'll be 3-4 times the price. And no matter how much people complain, the labels don't change this because, and this kind of goes back to what I was trying to ask y'all before, because I just don't understand the video game thing, but relating it to records, there's an artificial hype that surrounds records that only have 100 copies. But if these video game systems aren't actually limited, but these hackers or whatever you guys are calling them, these bot companies know that, well, they really only created a certain amount.
So to answer your question, because I remember we had this conversation regarding something else at a different time as well. To a degree, we were talking about sneakers. So in terms of the PlayStation, it's only limited right now because it just came out.
Right.
It's not like limited for forever.
Right.
I would say come about January, February, March, the first quarter of next year,
there'll be more.
You'll be able to walk in and buy one.
So go ahead.
Well, my question was, B, do you recall why they had such limited supply? Was it a pandemic?
The pandemic was clearly.
Okay, so on a normal year, they would probably have created more.
Because PS4.
They would have created more, but it's still in the first, I would say, 2 months. Like, you're just not going to walk in and get it.
What are you about to say?
But I would have said PS4. I remember when I got my PS4, I just went on Amazon and click
first
order.
First day?
Yeah, and I got it on first day.
Okay, so that makes a little more sense. Because I was trying to figure out if these people know that there's going to be more created, then how is there even an industry for these bot companies?
Yeah.
But it's because they know that we're in a pandemic and there's no actual guarantee of when there's going to be more of these created.
Yeah.
Which, again, that goes back to like these record companies. Like, people will come out and they'll be like, yo, why don't you guys just create more? And they don't do that because they know that if they limit something to 100 copies, people are going to freak out and they're going to buy them all immediately. But if they say like, hey, don't buy a bunch of these up because we're going to repress it if these sell out, then the bots kind of go away. So that's why I'm confused about the video game.
Me too, especially like, are you going to sell 35,000 before the beginning of next year?
Exactly.
Like, how are they pushing these?
You're talking about the bots?
Yeah, like,
they sold all them bitches.
Yeah,
but
the demand is high.
So then why don't these guys just wait?
Like, because some people can't. Like, I'm not paying no fucking resale on no PlayStation.
And you're fairly impulsive when it comes to, like, they were talking
certain
about on certain things that you're really passionate about. So why, if these people know either I'm going to pay $600 now or I can wait until January and pay the $300, why would they pay the $600?
That's what I couldn't fathom having that much money to pay $1,000 for a system I can get later.
Right.
Because that's really the only way I can make it make sense to me.
B, are you going to pay resale for the PS5?
Hell no.
Why not?
Because I can just wait and get it.
Right. That's crazy to me. I don't get it.
Pay the regular retail price for it. I can just wait.
So let me ask you this, though. Hold on. Let me ask you this, hypothetically. If you found a reseller that was selling it for $100 more, would you buy it?
I wouldn't 50? Either. And I need two for Christmas.
So you wouldn't pay $200?
No, them motherfuckers gonna wait, man. I refuse because TJ's trying to say it's gonna be hard for you to find the digital. Shout out to TJ Mecha Kid. He was like, you should just pay. You should just get the one with the disc. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I am not paying $200 more
for something I'm not gonna use.
For not only that, for something that's going to come out later, it just makes no sense. I'll just wait. They're just fine. Wait.
Yeah.
They can play mine. I'm not in a hurry. It would be good to have.
Yeah.
So it'll be a good memory.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I'm I can wait. I'm not in a hurry to get it.
Mm-hmm.
There's one in the house.
Yeah.
So, and there's
be different if you didn't have one at all, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And even still, we would just wait.
Yeah.
But
I guess you're not paying a dollar over retail.
I'm not paying a dollar over retail. No.
You need to be.
Absolutely.
And that's the attitude that people should always have.
Yeah.
Because that's going to get rid of this bot industry. If these guys can't flip them, then they'll stop doing this kind of shit to y'all.
The only thing that's different about sneakers, and I'm assuming records.
Sneakers don't get repressed, right?
They don't get repressed like when they only make a certain amount of them.
Yeah.
So it's like, once they're gone, you feel like you can't get them.
Right. That's why I get the sneaker thing.
Yeah,
I get it.
It's like, yeah.
I get it.
But the thing about this is that, like, okay, so it's two thoughts. Like, if I'm the CEO of Sony or whoever's running the PlayStation division, I'm kicking and screaming. I'm getting on retail and saying, y'all need to put some type of capture up to prevent this sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. No, hold on.
Let me
pause you there. Because in this video that I watched, the YouTube channel, I want to say, is Botter Nova. A whole bunch of subscribers. It's really dope how he shows you the life of a botter. So the capture shit is only halfway good. So in the software he uses to get sneakers, anytime there's a captcha, it pulls up on his screen, and then he does it, and then it goes back to being a bot. So they've taught.
I believe you.
Yeah. So.
But whatever they need to do to figure it out, they need to figure it out. And if I'm Sony, I'm on the phone with Best Buy and all these other motherfuckers trying to figure out they're already making their money. So I guess
that's
it wouldn't
hurt. That's what I was gonna say. Like, it's not a Sony problem. It's a Sony problem. But it's not really a Sony problem, because at the end of the day,
Sony
if I'm
getting
Sony,
money.
I manufactured the PS5 and I sold it. I got my money. I don't give a fuck.
But this
what
has to hurt like
who?
Their image, right?
Yeah, no,
there's a lot of people pissed off. Like, this is the hottest item of the year.
Yeah, but
everybody wins except the consumer, because like Sony wins
because at some point the consumer eventually gonna buy it.
Right. Wait. Say that one more time.
At some point, the consumer, myself, will be able to buy one.
Yes.
So whether it's now or later.
Yeah, whether it's now or later. But what I was saying is that the companies win. They're fine regardless.
Best Buy wins.
There's nothing for them to say.
Sony wins.
That's what I was going to say. So Sony wins. Best Buy, Target, wherever this thing is sold.
They all win.
It don't matter because it's being sold. I don't have them anymore.
Yeah.
They're out in the world.
Yep.
I got my money.
Yep.
I don't care that it's a fucking bot that bought it. All I want is somebody to fucking buy it.
Yep.
Think about it if it was like dead in hip hop merch or whatever, and we just had a hot item.
Yeah, I wouldn't give
would
a
it,
fuck.
Would it matter? Would it not? Now we would love for our fans to have them. Yes, obviously, but technically we sold. We made the money. It's really not our concern. Now, when we go out and say, "Yo, guys, y'all need to stop. You know, you got to give people a chance to get the merch as well." Yeah, we probably would, because that's who we are. You know what I'm saying? But technically, our business is thriving because the fucking shit is gone. And it's sold. I'm talking about dead end merch and stuff.
I was going to say, I would be annoyed and try to figure out a way to stop that, to get into the hands of the people that
but want. Would you be annoyed to the point where it's like, you're not selling this shirt? No,
I just, for me, I think overall, I think it would be bad business to have people pissed off. I'm thinking about like where we used to work at, those little net pop. What are those little things they used to fill out? Those net ratings or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those little, the NPR things or whatever. I forgot what they're called.
But I know what you're
talking about.
NPS, yeah. I would think about that sort of thing. That's just me. But I have a kind heart. So that shit would annoy me because I know it's impacting the consumer who can't get it because of some fucking bot. So, you know, and we have to hear that shit. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're there's a plus here, but there's a huge negative over here. You know, so.
Yeah, like, no matter which way you say, like, look, it's not my fault. At the end of the day, the consumer is still going to be upset with you.
How many people may go out and buy Xbox Series 1 because they can get them? Because all them bitches, like, they can get those for the most part. I don't know.
I would never let this happen if I was the creator. I just wouldn't let this happen.
But like, how do you stop it?
Create more.
But the more you create, they can just keep buying it.
Not if they're in stock.
Yeah, they're not gonna keep buying them if they know that you're gonna keep creating them, because there's not gonna be that type of demand.
Right.
Because there's not a resale market.
Oh, exactly.
I get what you're saying.
So if I would put out a message saying, look, guys, we're creating these, if they sell out, just wait a month. Mm-hmm. Just wait a month. Because that way people are not going to be mad at me. Because I told y'all don't buy the resell ones because there's going to be more in a month or two. What that's going to do is that's going to make your consumer care about you because you're trying to help them. And it's going to stop the bot companies from even bothering.
But what if you don't have the capacity to do that?
What do you mean?
No, to manufacture more. But we're talking about Sony, right? Because you're talking to PS5.
Yeah.
Bro, Sony has that capacity.
They always have that capacity to say, like, look, if we sell out, in 2 months, there'll be more. So do not buy resell ones.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to the supply chain. But Mike is spot on because they're not saying that. The Sony Twitter account just said, hey, I know you can't find them. The sales have been amazing.
Right.
But we'll have more soon.
Exactly.
Just stay tuned. Yeah.
At least they're saying that.
But that's a bad message to put out because then it looks like you're in on it because you're saying, look, the sales have been amazing.
Oh, there'll be more soon.
If you look, I guarantee, just like all you guys knew, Sony knew ahead of time these were going to sell out. Mm-hmm. So they should have released a message ahead of time saying, do not buy resell copies. Because we're going to make more if these or when these sell out. They didn't do that.
Yep. But you know what, Mike? Even if they did that, people were still going to buy it resale. That's not going to stop a person that really wants it from spending the extra $200 to $500 or whatever the fuck it is on resale. That's not going to stop them.
I bet it would cut back on the bots buying them, though.
A little bit, yes.
Yeah, no, it would. Now, here's the thing. So I definitely think that quantity of your product would eliminate the resale market altogether.
That's all you want to do, right?
But because of COVID and other circumstances, maybe you couldn't manufacture at the rate.
Sure.
Putting out that mission statement saying, hey, don't buy a resale. We'll be able to restock in 2 months.
Right.
There's still going to be motherfuckers that's going to buy for an extra $300 to $400.
Just not as many, maybe.
Just not as many. No, I agree. Right. And at the end of the day, the only thing that will eliminate completely the resale market is to just have shit in stock.
But that's not a reality. So as a consumer,
it's not a reality today.
But that's what we're dealing with today.
No, I agree. But let's. Do you think that, like, come January, February, March, first quarter next year, that how quickly do you think we could just walk in and just get it because it's going to be in stock?
So what in Mike's proposed scenario, which I agree with, what I'm saying is that the people with access will buy them resale on the resale market because they can afford to, right? As a consumer who wants this device, knowing we're in the middle of a pandemic and knowing that the supply chain is fucked up, if Sony came out and said, hey, look, shit is fucked up, COVID, and on January 31st, we will have more in stock. My expectations have been fulfilled. I'm disappointed. Mm-hmm. But I understand that a lot of shit got fucked up, but at least I know there is a timeline of when to expect to get it instead of having to refresh or hunt down or wait for something. Mm-hmm. So it's about what he's saying is setting customer expectations
100%.
That will also depress the reseller market a bit too.
Yeah, no, I agree with everything Mike's saying, but okay, let's play with this scenario. So let's say Sony comes out with a statement, hey, January 31st, we're going to restock. Let's just say they restock 150,000, 200,000, 300,000, it doesn't matter. Do you think that's going to stop the bots from buying again and depleting the majority of the inventory?
It will, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
If they had set the expectation in the first place, the resell would have gone down. So remember, one of y'all were talking about how when people will buy shoes that nobody really wants and they'll try to inflate them, and at some point they'll have to bring them down below retail. That's what would happen with the PS4 because people are not going to keep buying them at these inflated rates. Mm-hmm. So if they had said this in the very beginning, do not buy resell, we will restock in a month or two, then people would be like, sure, you're right. Some people will still do it. Mm-hmm. Most won't. Mm-hmm. Most of the people will be like, well, shit, I'll be able to get it definitely in January.
But what if the bots buy up 60% of that inventory?
They're not going to do that because they couldn't sell the first batch.
Right.
That's the whole point. So they're not going to sell as many in the first batch because smart people like Ken are going to be like, I'm going to wait 2 months. And B, are going to be like, I'm not going to do this because I can wait a month and I'll be able to buy it for this regular price. So then these bot companies are going to be like, fuck, we just took a huge L because we bought all these and now we're going to have to sell them for retail because people are not buying them at these inflated rates. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, it could work. But yeah, that's going to do it for topics this week. We'll be back with comic commentary after this quick break. All right, so we're back. So Chief Doomsday said, LOL, y'all came out the gate hilarious with your monkey, gorilla, banana ratios and logic. BMO24 asked, did y'all hear Michael Conway say Biden should pardon Trump so we can bring America together instead of tearing it apart?
Who said that?
Michael Conway said Biden should pardon Trump if he, you know.
Who's Michael Conway?
I don't know, but I've seen a few people leave that comment. I'm like, come on, y'all. Rod, Abel K1 wrote, you should try and make some Ethiopian food. The food isn't the hardest to make, and I'm sure there are Habesha stores in Atlanta from where you can buy the injera. Injera?
That's just the bread, yeah.
The bread, yeah. Mm-hmm. So
how you gonna make some shit you can't pronounce either one of the words, bro?
For real.
That just sounds like it's hard to find.
I know. Shit. RJ Flowers wrote, yes, please take my student loans away. Yeah.
My life would be gravy, please, bro. Shit. Jesus Christ, my life would be gravy.
That would be so clutch.
King 97, on Megan is missing. These are young teenagers, most likely watching their first found footage movie. This is their Blair Witch moment. Paranormal Activity came out when I was 10, and I thought it was real. I didn't hear about Blair Witch until I was in high school. I didn't realize Paranormal Activity was fake until I looked up the story on my computer.
I think I remember people saying that, thinking that Paranormal, the movie, was real.
That's a shame.
I've never seen any of them, so I can't speak to it. I just heard people.
Really? You probably wouldn't like them, but they're so fun.
I think he'll be fine.
No, I think he'll be scared.
No, I won't.
He'll be hiding behind Nay. Tell him about, let me know when it's over.
He'll be hiding behind Dom.
It's not about me. It's not about me being scared. I just don't like watching certain shit that sit on my spirit a certain way.
Yeah, those movies are stupid, but they're fun.
But no, I just, I don't know. Just never had any desire to watch them. I don't want to just look at a room.
All right.
I don't want to look at a movie like that. I don't want to look at a movie like that.
When you put it so consistently, like Jesus.
Oh, that was a shadow.
Yeah.
Oh. Nah, I'm good on that.
Last two, and then we actually going to get out of here. We're not going to do a question. I'm pretty sure the episode will probably be about 2 hours anyway without one. Mm-hmm. Dry stools. So FIFO is right.
Oh shit!
All right, all right.
U.S. presidents and most government officials have qualified immunity, which shields them from criminal prosecution and civil liability during their time in office. When Trump leaves, he could face challenges at the federal and state level. However, the Fed cases would be launched at the discretion of whoever Biden appoints at the Department of Justice. And from what I gather, Biden has a signal he wants to prosecute Trump, so get prepared for that shit show. The best historical example is President Ford decided to pardon Nixon after Watergate to, quote unquote, heal the nation and move on. At the state level, in New York, Trump is in deep trouble because the attorney general and district attorneys are out for blood after bombshell reporting about his fraud from the New York Times. He could try to self-pardon, which I heard he can't do. That was me adding that part. But this hasn't been tried, so it'll be challenged in court. But remember, the Supreme Court has said Republicans' rights, so maybe they'll let him go. He can't pardon for state crimes, though, only federal. And he said, I'm in law school, and like King, I'm a news junkie, LOL. So I don't think I necessarily disagree with any of that. So I know and agree with all that. I just think that from a historical perspective, I don't know if they'll want to set that precedent of him being the first one. Regardless of how much they hate this man, I think that for the country, they may make a decision for the betterment of the country over him. Now, this New York prosecutor, I think that's a sister. Mm-hmm. So he might be in trouble with her. She gonna probably try to get him. But is that him or his company? So you know, so that
it's tax evasion. So it is him. It's not business tax. It's not Trump Tower tax. It is Donald J. Trump tax evasion.
But wasn't most of that him inflating and deflating the value of his company to get loans? And was he doing that under his name or the business name?
I don't know if he was doing that.
Because
I don't
that
know.
Would make a difference.
I'm not 100% sure. I know he was adding value and devaluing to make certain things look good. But at the end of the day, the man, I think it was 1 year, he claimed that he made close to $1 billion in profit and paid like $750 in tax. That's the tax evasion that they're talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So,
from him personally. Now, his business entities, I'm not 100% sure. And I don't know how, you know, he evaluates his earnings or losses, his P&L and all of that. I don't know that. But what I do know out of the articles that I read is that he himself is facing tax evasion fraud, and that he's just not going to be able to run away from that. And because he's losing money already, him having to play, because think about it, this is not going to be over in 2-3 months. This is going to take, you know, maybe a year or two, maybe more. He's going to have to pay these attorney fees, and he's hemorrhaging money already.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a bad look for him. And I think, you know, you said that you don't know if the country mm-hmm. is just going to, you know, whatever. I think that there's a big faction of the country that wants to see him go through the shit show. Right. I think there's also another big part of the country that is obviously staunch Trump supporters, and they don't want to see that. And it may cause melee in other cities and things of that nature. But I think that the overwhelming majority wants to see Trump go through this.
Hmm. I think they want to see Trump go to jail for something different.
I think they just want to see Trump go to jail.
I don't, man, because like I said before, if you think about it, he's not going to be in jail for long if it's just tax evasion.
Yeah. That,
But
look at me. Look, remember that Jersey Shore dude?
Paulie?
No, the one that went to jail for tax evasion. He was only in jail for like a year.
Oh,
Situation.
Situation, yep.
If Situation can get out of jail in a year, then Trump will get out of jail in 2 months.
And his Situation wasn't the president.
Say exactly. Exactly.
But here's the thing, though. We know this about our government, is that once one thing gets slapped on you, all of those other things that you're fighting more than likely are going to stick too. So I'm not necessarily disagreeing, but these federal charges that he's going to be fighting, some of these other state charges that he's going to be fighting, I think that they're going to stick, and they'll extend that prison time outside of just the tax evasion.
I don't know about that.
I don't either.
I just don't have faith in the U.S. government.
Me either.
At one point, I thought they were. Now, I'm less inclined.
Look, if he goes to jail for tax evasion, that's because that's all they could stick. They're not going to send to jail for tax evasion and then later on be like, oh, by the way, here's this other shit.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
They're going to go for the big guns if they think that they can actually do it.
Unless they're concerned, because this has been floated out, that they're worried that he may not be able to keep the secrets. The government.
Oh, I did hear that.
Yeah.
I did hear that.
He may be a national security risk. Mm-hmm. If that's the case, they would lock his ass up.
But the thing is, if they do something to him and then he leaks those secrets, he'll be in jail forever.
Yep. Yep, that's true too.
Because that's what do they call that?
It's not treason.
Treason. It's treason.
Yeah. So yeah, but
I hope he does do that. Because I would love to know some of these government secrets.
So to your point, hey, that could be the one.
Right, 2-for-1 special. Tell me all about Area 31 and 51.
To jail.
All right, last one. Flores 1952. I heard my little sisters, age 10 and 13, were talking about Megan is missing over the Thanksgiving holiday. While I was visiting home from college, after hearing y'all's conversation, I decided to ask why they watched it, how they heard about it. They both heard about it on TikTok, and both watched because of Truth or Dare at a sleepover party. It seems young girls are using this movie as a challenge to creep each other out. Of course, they believe it's real. They're 10 and 13 years old, and is seeing what appears to be documentary footage.
Mm.
By the way, Mike, I get your point about this being 2006 and you can record Skype, et cetera, but keep in mind the girls watching this were born between 2006 and 2010, and they don't know shit about Blair Witch or Skype. Yes, it's disturbing that all these girls are watching this, but that's the internet age. Every kid has access to everything, no matter how old or fake it is. That's a good point. I didn't think about the challenge part of it, Truth or Dare.
Yeah, I didn't know that. That's why I was asking. That's why my initial question was, why are kids doing this?
Yeah, so that makes a ton of sense.
You're not being a very good big brother if you're not telling your little sister that they're being stupid for believing this shit is real. I'm kidding.
Yeah, sort of.